B-Pod Studios.
Ahoy.
Stan.
Hey, Dr. Bastardo.
Oh, you recognize
that. I recognize that voice, whether I'm in the office or you're on the phone. I recognize office, phone, or on the 18th or 19th hole.
You know, Stan, I've always been a straight shooter with you.
Yeah, you have. You're my doctor.
You got a problem with me?
No, I don't have a problem. You've been my doctor for 20 years.
You know that whatever it is, you can always come to me.
I think that we have that agreement, Doc. A lot of times it's tough to go and see you, though. Nurse Kunstler often is like a almost a border wall made of steel before I could get to you.
Stan, you got my home phone. You got my cell phone.
I know.
You got my AOL handle.
Yeah, I do. Yes. What's the problem, Doc?
Why don't you tell me?
What do you mean? What? What? Dr. Bastardo, what's going on here?
Are we playing games here?
I'm still trying to figure out. It's always good to hear from you. I wanted to find out if we could get out and play 18 this weekend.
Okay.
But
no, I don't think we'll be playing 18 this weekend.
What? Did I do something wrong, Dr. Bastardo?
Okay. If we're going to play it that way, why don't you just tell me where it is you want me to send your chart?
My chart. I don't want to send you. Got my chart. It's on in your office. It's not. I'm not in any hospital or anything like that. I'm not seeing any other doctors. What are you talking about, doctor? What do you mean?
You sound like I
betrayed you.
I honestly thought better of you.
Why are you saying this, Doc?
Stan.
What? Jeez.
Do you think that? Maybe because we're friendly and we play golf.
Yeah, I'd like to consider you my doctor and my friend.
Do you think that somehow because I'm friendly with you that makes me incompetent as a medical professional?
Absolutely not. I mean, geez, Doc. I mean, you and I have been close. Remember the time I had pneumonia and Haney said, go and see Dr. Bastardo. He'll get you fixed up. And that was 20 years ago, and you've been my doctor ever since.
So if there was something really, really wrong with you,
I'd see you.
I would think I'd be the first to know.
You would be, absolutely. I'd consult with family, and then they'd say, get Dr. Bastardo on the phone. Yeah, you remember my foot? It was right with you when I was taking that other medication that you told me to get off of because it wasn't lowering the cholesterol. You said, get off. I'm your doctor.
So you would find it somewhat shocking if I was to tell you I was out golfing with Dr. Cologne and Dr. Intesta. And they asked me about my patient Stan and how things are going.
Okay, that's fine. They know that I'm in the public eye. They know you're my doctor. I'm sure that conversation comes up from time to time.
And they asked me a lot of medical questions as to how I was handling the situation.
The situation?
And they,
I saw you about 3 months ago. Everything was fine. You said I'd see you in 6 months. And here I am sitting here having to defend myself about something I don't even know what you're talking about.
And I'm getting voicemails from oncologists asking if they can help.
What? Oncologists? What are you hearing, doctor? What are you hearing amongst the medical community?
Well, the word on the street, Stan, as if you don't know, is that you've got liver cancer and you need a liver transplant.
That's not... Oh, my God! Who?
The fact that you would keep this from your own doctor...
I'm not keeping anything from you. So it's made its way into the medical world that I have liver cancer and need a liver transplant, and now my own personal physician is calling me, Dave. Dave,
yeah,
this was a joke between my producer, Haney, and I, because Dave the Waterman's a gossip. And sure enough, we waited a week and it started making its way around.
Don't try to cover yourself. This didn't come from Dave.
Who did it come from?
Dr. Intesta was having some computer work done. And I guess the receptionist was talking to the IT guy.
Yes.
And then it got.
And that happened. Was it ACT Computers?
I think so.
Yeah. And that's D-Train, our old producer, who does a podcast with Dave because Dave couldn't keep his mouth shut because we were playing a little ruse and saying that I needed a transplant. And Haney's saying, I hope I'm a donor and all that. And sure enough, it spread around. Doc, it's not true. They even made it. It even made its way to the radio station. They were going to have a stand day because Dave couldn't keep his mouth shut with something that wasn't true. My liver is fine. You know I'd go to you first.
Well, that's what I would have thought.
But, it's fine. You know. It's just we got somebody with loose lips around here that thinks he hears gossip and wants to start crap. I'm fine,
well,
Doc.
I guess that's good news.
I'm a little hurt by the fact that you wouldn't trust me enough to know that I would come to you first and think that I'd go behind your back or anything like that.
Well, it's just everywhere.
Dr. Cologne, like I mean, Dr. Cologne, like, he's played golf with us before, and Dr. Cologne, you know, he shouldn't be talking to you about that anyway.
Well, it was really more Dr. Intesta, but Dr. Cologne was right next to him.
Dr. Intesta, they're in the same building. You know that? It's probably going around there, too. Crying out loud. You know I wouldn't do that. It's just a gossip, a rumor starter, an S-stirrer.
Well, you know, if it was just that, maybe I would have, you know, figured maybe it was not. Except for the fact that I find out from Nancy that you get married.
Yeah, that,
you
that's
set a date, and
that's true.
I'm hearing about this from her.
That's true. I mean, it's going to be a private affair. There's not going to be anybody that can you come to Las Vegas?
Yeah. Is there anything more private than when I put the glove on? Is there anything more private than that? You didn't think of me once.
Oh, trust me, when you put the glove on, I'm thinking about you. But this was a thing. It was a deal going on. It's still way off in the distance, Doc.
Ben,
if you'd like to come.
Ben, you can't just go off half-cocked and get married.
I'm not going off.
We've got a lot of work to do before you get married.
Hold on a second. I don't know if you've put two and two together. I referred her to you. You've seen her in your exam room.
Fancy.
You've seen her. I referred her. She needed a new medical doctor, and I said, I've got the best one around. If we're going to spend the rest of our lives together, we may as well see the same doctor. You already examined her.
Let me see the chart. Okay. Da-da-da. Yeah. I referred her, Stan, to Dr. Volvicini.
Now, see, she didn't tell me that.
Well, it's a lady. It's a lady doctor.
Oh, that explains it. That's right. Lady Dr. Volvestini.
Yeah.
Well, I guess
now,
I guess she's in good health because I haven't heard anything.
Well, that's just, you know, lady stuff. I didn't think you'd want me going in there.
I don't know. You're not a gynecologist.
Well,
you're in general practice.
Plus, you know, I'm a big guy, and, you know, if I hurt you, you know.
I appreciate that. Just realize you're invited to the wedding if you can get out there. And I don't need a liver transplant.
All right. That's all for the good. But before you think about getting married, going off half cock like that, we got to get a, you know what?
What?
You're an older man.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
And you want to be virile when you consummate the marriage, okay? All right, there's going to be a lot of pressure.
She already lives with me. She already lives with me.
Well, what's that got to do with consummating the marriage?
Consummating the marriage. What do you mean? You don't think it's been consummated?
Are you asking me if I believe that you would be involved in premarital sexual activity?
I gotta go. You're invited,
look,
okay?
Look,
what?
I am gonna. We gotta get your pipes cleaned. I'm sending you over to Dr. Balzac.
All right. Just let me know what time the appointment is.
All right, and tell her she needs to see Volvicini.
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it all afternoon. The best in local radio that there's ever been. Show it so damn good it makes the Pope wanna sin. The fell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws spies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it. All afternoon. We like whiskey and liquor, hot paradise. Listen to us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon, that's where we belong. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it all afternoon.
Ribbed for her pleasure.
Ooh.
Hey, it's in the Bible. Look it up. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Friday edition. The show today consisting of your two hosts. I'm Stan, and there's my buddy Haney over there. Host one, host two.
Hold on a second.
What?
You know, today is a very special day.
It is. It's the Ides of March. Junior over there. Hi, Junior.
Hey, guys.
And I know all the gentlemen will join me because Stan has arranged to take his birthday week off.
Yeah, we're off. After today, we're off for a week.
Therefore, today is the only day we have to celebrate Stan's birthday. And Stan, I put together a little something for you.
Well, thank you.
For your birthday.
Thank you, Haney.
If you can just look out the window there.
Yeah. Look out the window. Yes. All right. I'm looking out the window.
You got the walkie, Dave?
Yeah, sure do, buddy.
Give him the 3, 2, 1. Give him the countdown.
3, 2, 1.
You looking out the window?
Yeah, looking out the window. Oh, you son of a gun. Son of a gun, Haney. Thank you. Oh, man. Oh, look, there's even a crowd watching.
Well, they saw us setting up. This should be the big finale. And that's all I could afford.
That's all right. That's good. Thank you. Thank you. What are you doing here?
I'm here. It's Friday.
Oh, I didn't expect you to be here today.
Yeah, you know, left a little upset last night.
No, I didn't. Hold what? It. Wait a second. Again, I don't.
You were fine when I saw you.
Yeah.
Well, hold on.
What the hell?
I'm not. I don't want him, especially on my birthday.
No way.
Throwing down his headphones.
Well,
and
on the day
out.
We observe your
right.
birthday,
it's, not it's actually happen. Tomorrow. But. Now, Junior, I need you on this with me.
You know what they say about those St. Patrick's Day babies.
Oh, yeah. Drunks. Did you or did you not? It wasn't even 6 o'clock yet, and I was walking back to the office. Did you or did you not text me that Dave told you to your face that he's not coming in today? Yes or no?
That is correct.
Did you or did you not tell me to my face, because you witnessed it, that A, he was not going to be here today, and that he was leaving last night to, quote, unquote, drink himself to death. True or false?
Oh.
True or false?
True.
Okay. All right. Now, guess what?
When did this happen?
Guess what?
I saw you at 6 o'clock.
Guess
when did
what?
This happen?
I didn't expect to see you here today. And somebody else didn't expect to see you here today. That is Junior. Now, I hope
but
I'm not...
But today we were supposed to, you know, get his battery problem taken care of.
Oh, there it is.
Yep.
Stop. Junior, I'm talking to Junior. Because
I am highly confused.
This is not
I was
second,
confused too.
This is not second or third person. This is first person. Now... Told Junior yesterday, leaving before 6 o'clock, I'm not going to be here on Friday. Told Junior, quote, I'm going to drink myself to death, end quote. Now, Junior...
Did you say that, Dave?
No.
Okay.
No, that is highly exaggerated there, brother.
Second,
Dave.
No, don't even use that tone.
Secondly... This is, and I don't want to divulge too much of Junior's private life, but he has a bad battery, or I'm going to rephrase it right now for present time, had a bad battery.
And we had a roundtable discussion yesterday.
Correct.
On how we could all get together and fix it.
Correct.
Teamwork.
Correct.
It was a solid plan, too.
Dave was going, and this is how you can't trust the words of some people.
Well, he was gung-ho yesterday.
Yeah, he was. And he was going to help Junior.
Hell yeah, he can fix anything.
He had a few connections.
And not only that, he was going to bring a special brush and all this stuff to make sure it's done right.
Absolutely.
But Junior is still relatively new here. Junior's in a between a rock and a hard place. He's trying to start a new business. Suddenly the battery goes. Have you priced a battery for a car lately?
And things like a battery, when you're on that razor's edge
throws you right off your budget.
That can be the thing that takes
you
down.
Now.
You know that, Dave.
Absolutely.
So we were here yesterday before he went steaming out and told Junior to his face, I'm not coming in today.
Well, I didn't see that.
And I'm going to go, no, you didn't.
Because I left at 6 p.m., mm-hmm. he was happy.
When we were outside talking, Junior said, look, I've got to borrow a car. I got 2 days, and I got to come up with money for a battery. He said, don't worry about it, brah. I'm going to help you out. We're going to get that battery. It's going to cost you next to nothing. And so
are you talking about the scrapyard?
Yes. So, follow me on
this.
Well,
I was there for that when Dave said we could go to
right.
a scrapyard.
Yes. Now, listen to me. So, Junior hears... He doesn't know. Junior hears, I'm not coming in today. I'm drinking myself to death.
Oh, my
and
God.
Didn't hear back from Dave. He thought he wasn't going to be here. This was the last day. Because he was 100% under the impression Dave wasn't going to be here today and he would lose his ride, went and bought a battery at an extremely high price because he couldn't count on him being here. Junior came in to start his shift today, and he goes, haven't heard from Dave since he said I'm going to drink myself to death, and he said he's not coming in. I had to go and get a battery.
I called
you. And I'll tell you right now.
This is absurd.
A guy that has no money spent $150 on a battery.
This is absurd.
It is not absurd.
Yes, it is.
Am I lying, Junior? This is what you told me directly.
Well, I talked to him last night.
That's right.
After the fact.
Oh, you did?
After he'd told you he was going
to
drink himself.
I had to calm down.
No, after I went out and purchased the battery and already got it installed and everything.
Stan, what time did I call you? Around 9, 9:30? Somewhere around there?
So 3 hours after you left in a big
huff. Like that.
And I said, hey, don't forget to bring the battery. And then that's when you had said to me, I had already went out
because
and got
you
a battery.
Because you said what?
Because you said you weren't going to be here today.
That I wasn't going to be here today.
So I had to go do something because I was going to lose that car I was borrowing.
Okay. And because I left out of here a little upset last night because there were prior things I had to do and I had a bombshell dropped on me that I could not fulfill.
He didn't have a bombshell. I'm not going to get into that
now. No, let's not.
I'll get into that next break.
Oh, wonderful.
And also the program director's here. And he was... You want to talk about somebody that was... Now, I wouldn't say he was mad. He was a program director. He was a professional. It taught him a lot, too.
Well, what happened, Dave?
It's a golden opportunity.
I'm hearing all this strange stuff.
A golden opportunity. We'll talk about it next break, Mark.
But what caused you to blow up?
That will be it.
Next break.
We got to take a
break. Did somebody call you a little bitch?
We got to take a break, and then we'll discuss it. Nobody called him a bitch. Somebody gave him a golden ticket. We'll be back.
Man,
Stan and Haney.
I can't win, dude.
Tell Haney to put out his smoke and get his ass in here. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Stan and Haney here, Friday. We're not going to talk about Dave until 3 o'clock. I'm getting a little bit angry because the only people that need to be hurt and disappointed are Junior, the radio station, and Dave is pouting and crying and whining outside to make it like he's the one that's going through much. He's put it upon himself. No. So go and... Stop whining and feeling sorry for yourself.
Everything's good.
Stop feeling sorry for yourself because this is not, and I will repeat, not about you.
What did I say?
It's not about you.
I said it's not
about
So
we're
about
not
me.
Discussing it until later on, what you, the thing that made you...
And then it'll be about him.
Remember how in the Three Stooges, when Curly would go on the floor and spin around in a circle running?
Oh, yeah.
That's what he was doing.
Oh, yeah, he does that all the time.
And it was... When people need you, whether it's a Junior, or the radio station. And
he's there for me all the time.
Yep, because you pay him. Let's do the grab bag.
Not that much.
Grab bag brought to you by the Pewter Mug North. But yet he's making all of us feel sorry for him.
And it's
not
Stan.
And it's not about him.
He's a good boy.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. Well, because you pay him.
Do you know right now that he is being attacked by the devil?
You're darn right.
And he's trying to fight
darn
back.
Right. You know? What's the thing, a laugh with the devil or cry with the saints? He likes laughing with the devil.
No, he's been crying a lot lately.
Yeah, feeling sorry.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Sorry for himself when he should apologize to Junior and he should apologize to Beasley Broadcasting WRXK FM, Bonita Springs, Naples, Fort Myers. Let's go. Hey, Sunday is St. Patrick's Day.
You know, we're going to have to talk about how you deal with frustration. That's your biggest problem right now, yep. I think. You don't know how to deal with it. You don't know how to express it.
This is a dangerous thing to play with him in the room, but Sunday's St. Patrick's Day, and here's a few tips for you.
And now tips on how to have a happy St. Patrick's Day. Speak in an annoyingly high and singing leprechaun voice.
They're magically delicious.
Wear green. Drink green beer. Pinch people who don't wear green. Wait, scratch all that.
Here's
Let's start over.
What you should do.
Stay home. Watch Netflix. Don't get stupid drunk and pass out in the men's room hugging a toilet.
Dave.
Avoid amateur night. You're probably not Irish and don't like corned beef and cabbage anyways. Order a pizza. This has been tips for how to have a happy St. Patrick's Day.
No, Dave is not Irish.
No. Are we all going to Bennigan's like usual?
Remember those days?
I mean, that was something. Second only to, and I'd say a close second to Halloween in the whoring around department.
Yep. Woman in Michigan.
Why did they have to close down?
Oh, Bennigan's?
Yeah.
I'm willing to bet somewhere in the country there's still a Bennigan's open.
They made the best Monte Cristo sandwich.
I don't know if you've seen the footage. A woman in Michigan flipped out.
Well, that's hardly unusual.
At a Burger King recently because they put tomatoes on her hamburger when she asked them not to. This wasn't this particular visit. This was a visit from yesterday, the day before. She threw a bunch of stuff at employees. It was all caught on footage, including food, a cookie display, a wet floor sign. She tried to hop over the counter, but she was too heavy to make it over the counter. And when after everything was being thrown around the Burger King because she got tomatoes, they went and said, "We're calling the cops." Guess what? She hightailed it out of there. So I guess Burger King's got a new ad campaign.
Hold the pickle, hold the lettuce. Special orders don't upset us. All we ask is that you let us serve it your way.
The only Bennigan's.
Yes.
In the state of Florida.
Yes.
Melbourne.
I believe it.
Other than that, they are in, Illinois.
I mean, they're still around, but they used to be everywhere.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they've got, I don't know, maybe somewhere between 10 and 20 locations nationwide.
There is a gentleman in Ohio who, for Lent, gave up eating.
That's not good.
Yeah, he only drinks beer over Lent. So far, he's lost 16 pounds. Let's hear from Dave Jr.
So a lot of folks have been asking me how many beers I'm having a day. So I'm having anywhere from 2 to 5 beers a day. You know, a typical day, I'm not necessarily drinking in the morning. I'm not a breakfast person. I don't normally just eat breakfast in the morning. I get up, I have some water, I have a black coffee, you know, no sweetener, no dairy, nothing in it, just black coffee every day. And I normally have my first beer sometime in the afternoon, and I might have, you know, one whenever I'm feeling a bit peckish. And then the majority of the beers I'm drinking are at home. When I get home at night, I might have, you know, 2 to 3 beers here at the house. Day 2 and 3 was pretty rough, so a lot of hunger. You know, I had an event on day 3, and I had like 3 IPAs. I really wanted Taco Bell. I wanted Taco Bell bad, and it was bad. So I mean, obviously I didn't partake, but the cravings were intense. That was day 3. 4 or 5, the hunger started to subside, and then the last 2 days have been great. So day 6 and day 7. I mean, I really haven't had any hunger.
Just a lot of beer.
Mm-hmm. By the way, looking at the Bennigan's website, you know, they have a handful of locations in the United States, but click here, many locations opening soon.
Oh, are they? Did they change franchise owners, or did they corporate owners?
I'm not
sure.
All I have is that they have 5 locations that they say are coming very soon. The first one is El Salvador,
all right.
Pakistan, Guatemala, Honduras, and Nicaragua.
Good for them.
Do we not like Bennigan's anymore, Americans? Do we just not like Bennigan's?
I don't know. They were pricey.
But they were everywhere for a while.
Well, that was like Fuddruckers, too, back in the day. Remember them?
Well, wasn't that where you slaughter your own cow?
Pretty close. Just the audio.
What are you talking about, Junior? Yeah, everybody knows
about it. What are you talking about? You slaughter your own cow?
Stan, can you explain it?
They, Fuddruckers, you went into Fuddruckers back in the day. I know there was a couple. There was one here briefly. Not even close to the way it used to be in the 80s.
Yeah, because I remember when it opened in Melbourne. We went there.
You would go into the place, massive. And it was almost assembly line. And you'd go and order, and they'd take you out back. There was a clover field that they had, probably about an acre.
Mm-hmm.
And there were 3 or 6 Guernseys and heifers and all those.
What do you like?
What do you like? What part? And then you picked it. And then they took the, let's say it was a heifer. They took the heifer into the back and prepared whatever cut you wanted.
Mm-hmm. Because you got to point out what cut you want.
Then they'd bring out the cut. They'd put it through the meat grinder. They'd make four or five different patties. And then as the patties were sent back to be prepared, it was, what do you want on them?
What kind of dressing?
Because they had their own garden there, too. So your lettuce, and any kind of a vegetable imaginable, from radishes to peppers, different kinds of peppers.
And then once a month they would, it was on Saturday nights, they'd have a rabbit shoot to keep rabbits out of the garden.
And you say, well, that's a lot of meat. We know for a fact they'd make chili.
Yep.
Leftover meat.
Mm-hmm.
Because we entered
a
chili contest one time.
We knew a guy there that used to build ambulances.
Yep. We entered a chili contest one time when we were working over in Melbourne. And we had Fuddruckers make the
Ringer.
Chili.
Ringer.
And we won.
Yep.
So this was a living animal that you picked from?
Let me ask you this, although you don't...
Where do you think hamburgers come from?
No, I know that, but like you picked the animal.
Yeah,
that was their whole gimmick.
Oh, my God.
The kids would have the...
Oh, they loved it.
The teeth, the cow teeth, they'd make the necklaces.
Yep.
They'd have the...
coloring books where it was kids slaughtering cows.
Your pets, where the cow's ears to chew on the chew toys. Yeah, they were great back then.
Yeah, they just keep them in that barrel.
Here's what it sounds
like. And then when you went out to pay, then they go, would you like an ear today?
Giant kosher dill pickles in the barrel.
Yep.
Where that you had the tongs, you put it right on there once you got your food. Many as you wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a guy in his backyard flying his drone. He doesn't have control of his drone and goes right through the sliding door of his beautiful home and smashes into his house. I've got just the sound. He can't control his drone. Yeah,
if you see the video, it's great. It's when you're looking around, looking for a dog to blame.
Yeah. You know, we liked going to Fuddruckers. There's a couple in Kansas. 6 days a week. For 15 years. They took, I think, Saturdays off. 15 years. 6 days a week. They went to Texas Roadhouse. That's where they would have... They'd go for the early bird special.
Now, is that the place with peanuts on the floor?
Yes. The husband, a Vietnam vet, he has the PTSD, so they have a special seat so he can look out the window and all. But they've been eating same booth, 6 days a week. 15 years.
Well, since 2004, 6 days a week.
Ever since we have been started here, if you think about it, we might be at home and I'm not, like, not at work or something like that, and we just say where we want to go eat at. It's just like, come here. We don't get bored with it. And you can get everything off the menu. They'll fix it the way you want to.
Yeah,
you don't
see?
Have to worry about something.
We love this place. We get good service, good food, good price. You can't beat it. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm just going to do the roadkill tonight.
Pork chop, well done. Plain sweet potato, butter only, iceberg lettuce salad. No, Italian.
Italian, you're switching that up today.
Yeah.
All right, perfect.
Thank you. I went on a diet and I've lost 38 pounds by eating here. So the rolls were out.
If I'm at work, I look forward to coming here. You know, I became friends with so many people here, real close to them. And you like to be in a comfort zone when you get somewhere. And this is where I feel good at.
Yeah. You do it the way you want it. You get to pick it. The great Bill Walton. UCLA, played under John Wooden.
Wasn't he accused of being lazy by your father?
Bill Walton, faking it. Because he'd always come up hurt.
Yeah.
Foot, knee. Played under John Wooden at UCLA.
A lot of excuses.
Shortened NBA career, but when he was healthy, he was great. Going against when Portland won the NBA championship, key ingredient. When the Celtics won their championship, key sixth man off
the
bench.
And just beloved.
And a legend.
Until he got that rap that he's faking it.
He calls college basketball games now. He's color commentator for college basketball. And he was calling the Oregon-Utah game last night and kept using the phrase honey hole. And finally, the play-by-play guy said, what do you mean by honey hole?
You know exactly what I mean. What are you,
just,
not a man?
He couldn't stop saying honey hole.
Kenny Wooten can make that type of play. It changes everything for the Ducks. If he can handle it there at the honey hole, then you're going to have a chance to come up with a whole different variety of offensive attack.
Why don't you explain that term? What is the honey hole?
A honey hole is a long-term basketball phrase where it's right at the free throw line area. That's where the honey is, right?
Right.
We were talking about Winnie the Pooh. It all rolls into one, right? You're looking for the honey. You like honey, right?
Sure.
So you get to the honey hole, and then good things happen. And when you're playing against the zone defense, when you're playing any kind of basketball, you want to get that ball to the free throw line, the honey hole. So that's what's going to set up your offensive attack.
Just wanted you to explain it. Didn't know it was going to take a minute, but Tillman at the line.
The honey hole is where Donnie Tillman
is. You don't talk to Bill Walton like that, you whippersnapper. Doesn't even know what a honey hole is, for crying out loud. This isn't basketball. Not the game I know.
The Players' Championship.
They need to get back to fundamentals. That's traveling.
The Players' Championship is going on at Sawgrass right now. All of you, even if you don't follow golf, they have the famed 17th hole there. That's just the island hole. It's par 3. Tiger today on a par 3. Couldn't get it to stay on the green up there. Shot a 7 at the famed 17th at the Players. Yesterday at the Players, opening round. This is Ryan Moore. He got a hole-in-1. Oh, yeah, great. It happens.
It was, everybody gets one at some point.
It wasn't a bouncing hole-in-1. It wasn't, it's bouncing and it's in the hole.
It was like a slam-a-jamma?
It was a slam dunk. Hit the hole exactly. The pin kept it in on the fly. Hole-in-1.
Ryan Moore.
This needs to go.
Oh, my!
He hits the stick, and that's in. That is a slam dunk for Ryan Moore. Perfection. What a moment at 17.
If you look at it, the videotape, it's amazing. There's not a bounce. There's not a roll to the hole. It's hit from the air in the hole.
And how big is the hole? How many inches?
What is that big? It's what, 7 inches? 8 inches? Probably about 6 inches.
And a tiny ball is launched into the sky and comes down within those couple of inches.
Yep. And keep in mind, the pin was in there, so that's in the center, so it even has to be more accurate. That's crazy. I've got to play this for you.
And you know what that means? He didn't hit the ball the way he meant to.
Correct. Correct. Yes. I'm going to play something for you that is getting a lot of attention in media because it's going... Not that I disagree with him, but times were different. Now follow me on this because what you're about to hear happened 28 years ago, when Katie Couric and Bryant Gumbel were the hosts of the Today Show. And Katie Couric was taking time off to have a baby. Bryant Gumbel didn't see why it was so important for her to take so much time off. This is no big deal.
Let's move on.
Bryant, Mr. Lib Gumbel, 28 years ago... Why don't we use this against them?
What are you going to do for the next 6 weeks, 8 weeks? How long are you going?
I'm gone for 9 weeks.
Why so long?
Well...
Remember the good old days, you know?
When they just squatted in those fields came right back
into
the house.
Come on, back to work. You know what I mean?
Men up a big old supper.
That's right.
Those days?
That's right.
Those days are over.
Get my vittles on the table.
That's right. Well, I'm not due for 3 weeks, so I'm going to relax for 3 weeks, as much as you can relax when you're carrying around 30 extra pounds. Then hopefully, you know, I'll have the baby and everything. And then, you know, it's a major shock to your body, I hope you realize. Isn't that right, you guys?
Your ancestors didn't worry about that shock to your body. They came right back
and they died when they were like 32 years old.
How many men get 9 weeks off?
Do we have to do this in like a sexist debate?
I just asked.
Well, they might if paternal leave goes through. So you're going on vacation, yes?
Yes. I'm going to disappear for a week, and then I'll come back for a week, and then I'll disappear for a week.
How many vacation weeks do you get a year, Brian?
I take some.
Uh-huh.
But, I mean, I don't.
What, 9 weeks, maybe?
I take some, you know. I mean, you need some time off from time to time.
Thank you very much. You know? I rest my case.
What case?
And you
case?
Don't even have a baby.
I got two of them at home.
Well, you know, you don't have to.
I don't have to what?
Forget it. We'll talk about it.
No, the guys have the harder part.
They do?
Sure.
What do you mean?
There's two rules you got to remember. Number one, the guy's always right. Number two, in cases where you think that's wrong, refer to rule
number one.
Doreen,
can you believe this?
I'm just flipping on you.
Why aren't they protesting outside Brian Gumbel's house? Libs. There he is. There he is. Using words that you said 3 decades ago.
Well, it makes
to come back at you.
Perfect sense to me. What's the controversy?
I know that makes perfect sense to us. That's unacceptable talk now, but we're problematic. Bryant Gumbel, 28 years ago, if it was done today, problematic.
You know, I don't get what's going on with women, because it's just, what turns me off is the constant complaining.
Yep.
You know what?
Yep, kind of like what we saw in the parking lot a few minutes ago.
If a woman does her job, then everything's great. Yep. And you know what? The man has a job to do, too.
Yep.
And the man's job is not to stand in with some sort of breastfeeding device.
See, that's the what I'm talking about. Yesterday, we got a guy with a harness on that with boobs.
The man's job is to support and protect the child and make sure that he has the ability to do so. The woman should have no worries other than taking care of that baby and that home, and to take care of her provider, who is the same guy.
This just in, the Dolphins have traded Ryan Tannehill.
Are you kidding me?
To the Tennessee Titans.
Were they, I mean, what else did the Dolphins have to give up in the trade?
I don't know. Take a look, because
that's
we got to take a break.
That's brilliant. They got somebody to give them something
for
him?
We'll be back.
What?
We've got our finger on the pulse of our numerous enemies. For the sake of clarification, the pulse is most easily located by firmly grasping the jugular vein and squeezing hard. Stan and Haney in the afternoon on 96K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, 277-9600. I got prizes. We'll go over them. Just say you want a birthday present, and I'll give you a prize. We did this for Haney. We'll do it for me. You say, hey, I want a birthday present, and we could set you up with a prize.
Yeah, we're taking next week off to celebrate Stan's birthday.
Yeah.
And we're going to miss St. Patty's Day and all this stuff. I don't know.
Well, St. Patrick's Day is on a Sunday. We wouldn't be here anyway.
We have so much to celebrate today. Should we start with your birthday or St. Patty's Day?
Well, what about St. Patty's Day?
Well, I thought we could do something to celebrate St. Patty's Day.
Here's the thing.
You don't have anything planned?
Well, here's the thing.
Because I could do something.
There's two things that we're going to do. We can either, because Haney came by and he got me, I don't know what it is, but he got me a birthday gift.
I got your birthday grab bag.
Birthday grab bag that I can go and open. Or if he's calmed down enough, we can talk about what happened yesterday at the radio station. Between Haney leaving and Dave giggling like a schoolgirl to rolling on the floor and throwing a temper tantrum. What do we want to do?
Well, you said he did it Three Stooges style.
Yeah. Zito went and he goes, well, you know what? I just said this to him. And he goes and collapses on the floor.
No, I didn't collapse.
Yeah, you did.
Floor,
you
man.
Do that.
No.
Do you swear you didn't do it this time?
I bent over and threw my hat on the ground.
Okay.
And then fell to the floor.
I did not fall to the floor, Stan.
You know, I don't know how that hat is still in one piece.
Well,
you throw it a lot.
It's a quality made hat.
Let's
So you bought the hat knowing that you'd throw it.
Mm, let's deal with that.
No,
let's deal with that.
No, let's have fun.
I want to get it out of the way, and then I can. You're not going to ruin another birthday for me.
What?
Okay? What do you mean another?
As we will hear on Monday's best of from 12, 13 years ago, you ruined that one.
No.
And it was the same plot that you did with Haney's birthday and Zito.
Haney
had to give you money to go out and get a card and a birthday gift saying it was from you.
Dave isn't about money.
No.
No, certainly. He's about other people's money.
Oh.
Yeah, like when Haney went in and bought Matt Mangus a milkshake and he wanted to pay for it and you pocketed the money.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes or no?
Stan, come on. That is out of line. Dave would not pocket money.
Oh, really?
No, he wouldn't.
Ask him.
I told him no. He says, here,
take
this. That's
not about him. You took the money.
I said
no. It was Haney's money.
No, because just to be clear, Dave was running some errands for me the other day. And I had him go buy Haagen-Dazs.
Right.
And I said, why don't you ask around and see if anybody else would like something?
Because you're buying.
And Matt Manga said, I would love a milkshake. Zito's like, yeah, I would love it.
Yeah.
And so I paid, and Dave went and picked up the milkshakes for everybody.
And Matt
and I know for a fact he didn't pocket any money because I paid for it.
Let's ask him.
Right.
Did you pocket any money?
Yes.
How?
Because Mr. Mangus says, here, take a $10 bill and go down there. And I said, Matt, no, I just, no. And he's like, take
no,
it.
That you wanted him to have the shake out of the goodness
I
of your
said,
heart.
I said, Matt, no. And he says, take the money, Dave, take
went,
the money.
And you went right and gave and it
you
to
know,
Haney.
And you know what I said? I said, Matt, you know what's going to happen? If I take this money, it's going to get back, and then there's
no,
going to be a big whoopie
about it. No, there's nothing to get back. You take
it.
The money and give it to Haney. He
and I had
it.
To go back twice.
Did you give the money to Haney?
No.
Did you pocket money?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm not going to tell you that I didn't.
There.
Okay. He sat there and said, hey, man, take the $10 bill. And I said, no, Mr. Mangus, no. Dave, take it. And I'm like, do you understand what's going to happen
through,
here?
We went through that record already.
And you, I, and then I
you
get it.
Why didn't you, you never even mention this to me?
Because at that point, I was already down there with an order, and I had to come all the way back here mm-hmm. and then fight for another parking spot back down at Coconut Point again.
What?
Yeah. I don't understand what that has to do with anything.
Yeah, with the money that you pocketed.
It's not cheap to drive around, you know?
So what I'm trying to figure out, this sounds to me now like... I bought a milkshake
yes.
for Matt Mangus.
Yeah, out of the goodness of your own heart.
And he refused and bought his own milkshake.
Yep.
And you kept the money.
And I said, Mr. Mangus, no.
No, stop going through that. It's either yes or no, you kept the money.
Yeah, and I put it in gas because I'm going back
but
and
Haney
forth and back and forth and
gas.
Back and forth. Oh, my God,
give
Stan.
Him the $10.
My gosh, dude, does
give
it
him-
ever
Why
stop?
Why are you saying me? I didn't do that.
Because, bro, you just constantly, man.
What did I do?
You just constantly.
What did I do?
You berate me.
I berate you?
You bully me?
I mean, Dave, you know I really don't
Again,
care, but it would have been
talking,
nice to
me.
Know because I was under the impression that I bought Mangus a milkshake, not that he paid for it himself.
And you did, and Mr. Mangus is like, here, I know you're
we
running around.
You pocketed it.
And I put it in gas, Stan. Okay? I put it in gas.
You didn't have any gas?
I had a little bit, but it's not cheap, boys. You got to understand, I've been told and been broken down that it costs 52 cents per mile to get around, okay?
But didn't I give you some money, like a lot of money on a job that's not
yeah,
even done?
Not well, we still got to finish up. I got one thing left to do. Yes, sir. And that was
But that what, was like the
like
main thing.
2.5 weeks
and
ago.
And you are clocked in now, right?
Oh, my God, I forgot. Oh,
you better clock in, Dave.
You know what? Why?
Don't worry, that 10 will cover it.
Why? Might as well just...
Did you really forget to clock in?
Yeah, dude, might as well just let it roll. I'll do it free.
Now.
That's, you know...
One other thing. After all of that...
You really should have told me about Mangus.
Yeah.
Bro, at that point,
I'm walking around thinking I've got one on him because I bought him a milkshake, well, and he was smart enough to go, I'm not going to owe Haney.
But Mr.
Well,
Mangus
listen.
Said to me, I'm not going to let you pay for this, Dave.
And you know what? Look, I didn't even get nothing. I didn't get nothing from the restaurant or the ice cream place. I didn't get anything.
You could have.
I know, but you know what?
Why didn't you?
Because, man. There was already enough going on, and when you're carrying around milkshakes in the heat, and I'm trying to make sure.
Those milkshakes were so good.
Well, yeah. I'm glad you guys enjoyed them, man. I just wanted to make sure nothing melted, man. So I'm flying around town trying to make sure nothing, you know.
$10, Richard.
Dave, you know anything about leprechauns?
Yeah, there's a pot of gold wherever they're sitting.
They try to steal gold.
Oh,
can you, as a leprechaun, wish everybody a happy St. Paddy's Day? You know how to do a leprechaun voice?
Irish?
Yeah.
That's not I, matey. It'd be... I'm trying to think here. Hey! Now, what do the Irish sound like? Can you just give me a hint?
Oi, laddie.
Oh, yeah, right. Hey, laddie!
Oi, laddie, gonna get a pot of gold!
Happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody! Yeah?
That's it?
Is that it?
You gotta sound a little bit more Irish, you little bitch.
Okay, sorry about that, my puss friend. You know, one day somebody will make sure that your butt is clean so you're not bitching all the time.
Look at this, listen.
Sounds
don't sound Irish.
Sounds like a packy.
Yeah, like a packy. Hey, it's pro-gay, everybody.
Stan, I want to find out from Dave, though.
Yeah.
What sound does the leprechaun make when he finds the pot of gold?
Yeah, I got the pot of gold.
Yeah, that's worth a whole 10 bucks he pocketed.
Shut up.
It sounded like the Frito Bandito. Yeah.
Happy birthday, Stan.
Program director emeritus, Jeff Zito, joins us now. Hi, buddy.
I'm a lame duck.
Yeah. I'm not going to talk about this. You are going to, because Haney was questioning him pocketing $10, and it was my fault. So I'm going to let Dave know this is not Stan talking, Dave. This is the program director. What happened yesterday?
Yesterday, Rob's show was canceled due to having a baby.
He's having a baby?
Yeah.
A baby.
And so he called and said that his lady friend was dilating and they'd have to go to the hospital. And I believe they haven't had the baby yet. She had high blood pressure, checked into the hospital. Anyway, he called in last minute yesterday. So I needed somebody. I needed somebody at night. So,
because the logs, that's a radio term, but the way it's spaced out on the computer was not to go into one thing into the next. It was set for a host.
Yeah, not automation. It was set for a host. So I needed somebody. So I figured first I'll call Ken Anderson.
Oh. Part-time Ken.
Because, Ken Anderson, his little, what he says to me each and every time we speak is, whatever you need, brother.
Yeah, well, he's a real yes man.
Whatever you need, last minute, 10 minutes, if 10 minutes notice, I can be there. So I've tried that a couple of times, and it hasn't really worked out.
No, it never does.
No.
But Ken,
one last ace in the hole.
So, yeah, I called Ken yesterday. I didn't get a call back until later, and he's prepping for tonight's show just in case Rob's show doesn't show up tonight, but I assured him that he was. But anyway, so Dave is just kind of here. So I said, Dave, you want to do nights tonight?
Need you to hold down the fort.
Yeah.
Yep. At 5:55.
Yeah, 5:55 or 6:05 or whenever it was.
I know. That should be his job anyway.
And Dave, I believe, what was the excuse? You weren't prepared?
I said, number one, I've got things to do and I have.
Okay.
And number two, I don't have any show prep.
Well, it doesn't really matter about preparing for a show when somebody calls in late.
Yeah, that's true. That's
I just
true.
Need somebody in there to go woo a couple times.
Yeah, even if it was just a couple of hours until you could go and re-merge everything, he needed him for a couple hours, and you said no.
No, and then I sat there, and did I not come into the office just as you were hitting selector? And I said, dude, I'll just, either way, I'm going to be in trouble, so let's just
Dave,
let's do
it. You Well, I don't remember you saying, let's do it. You said that you could try to make some calls and
move some things
around.
I would have to reschedule some things, but I said...
Yeah, but you didn't say, let's do it. You said, let me make a couple calls. No? Am I lying?
You're right. No, you're not,
okay.
Because I did. I was like, I would have to call and do a couple of rescheduling.
Because I didn't hear
you
say, yeah, I'm game. I heard you, let me make a few phone calls and see if I can move things around.
Because I would love nothing more than to do it. And you guys know
but
that.
But your initial response was a strange response
when you fell to the floor.
Where he threw his hat down and had that little outburst.
Because, look, man. Because
just asking, man.
Absolutely. And Zito, you got to understand, every time Stan says, hey.
Back to me. Stop going back to me. I'm not saying it.
Well, somehow I think you owe me $10.
I was told. I was told that, hey, Stan wants to see me. So I come in here. And you were in here as well, Jeff. And Junior was in here. And
yeah, I had to tell Stan that Rob's show wasn't coming up next.
Exactly.
Because his wife was having a baby.
And Stan says, hey.
And then Junior said, what did you call it? What was the description that you used when Zito offered him? Just fill in for a couple hours. Just cover me.
It was a golden opportunity for him. He was basically handing it to you.
And then you threw a temper tantrum.
No, I remember things like that happening early in my career, and I nailed it every time.
Yep.
I wanted to do it. but I had a prior things that I
and
had
to get
done.
That's when he
done.
Walked out of here, told Junior he's not coming in tomorrow, and he's going to go and
because
drink
I'm depressed,
himself to
because
death.
You sat there and you go, oh,
I didn't
well,
do
I got
anything.
Show
I
material
hold
for
on
tomorrow.
A second. I said, you're the only one that knows how to operate the board.
That's right.
Junior's never done it before. He couldn't count on a part-time
no
Ken.
Need to get upset.
He said he needed you to hold the fort down.
No
and you
need to
couldn't.
Get upset,
I'm
Stan.
Not upset. Stop trying to pawn it off on everybody
I'm
else.
I'm not pawning it off on everybody else. I was unable to do it.
You went and dropped the ball.
I was unable to do it.
I got two questions for you, Dave. Did you want to do it?
Yes, absolutely.
Number two.
Did you get the indication of that?
I honestly got the indication that Dave was afraid to do it.
No.
That was my second question. No, it's, were you scared?
No, never. I was just like, okay. Instant stress. Now I got to figure out how I'm going to get this all worked out.
I mean, Dave, I got to be honest with you. When I was working at the restaurant and I was doing part-time on WYNF,
right.
I used to wait by the phone for it to ring so they could call me in to make $5 an hour, $4 an hour, midnight to 6 a.m., and I would call in sick to my restaurant job
Anything.
That I was going to make $150 at.
And you were the only one in the building that knew how to run
when that right. when that 100,000 watt station calls and you're not full time there, you go
every time, you know, and it helped me. But
now you know why he wasn't going to show up today.
Yeah, I was so deep in radio, I would call in sick to my other radio job to go to the 100,000 watt station.
But I mean, Dave, this is why we got to, you know,
Jeff, I understand.
Got to be able to depend on. People in emergencies, you know.
You can, but when I've got other emergencies to have.
What were those emergencies? I'm just wondering.
That's something that I can't.
Because when I'm
into.
On vacation and I don't really feel like answering the phone when I'm out of town on Christmas Eve at 6:30 in the morning, but you know, the job is it's like a doc, you're always on call, you
but
know.
But you can't tell me like the other day when you said, "Hey, can you cover a are you kidding me? I can't."
It starts with an earthquake. Birds and snakes and aeroplanes. Stan and Haney are still not afraid. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us. 277-9600. The prizes, I told you. Just say, hey, I want a birthday gift. One last pair to be put on the guest list for Get the Let Out, the Led Zeppelin cover band coming to the Barber Bee Man on March the 18th. That's on Monday. You don't even have to come down and pick them up. You're on a guest list. We got Stan and Haney Barbecue Saw. You want to go to the Collier County Fair? Family four-pack of tickets. Got the Redneck Mud Park, March 21st through the 24th. Pair of tickets for that. How about the Knot Fest? Slipknot performing, Mid-Florida Amphitheater in Tampa. Got a pair of tickets for that. $50 to the Pewter Mug. $20 to Subway, your local area Subway. 277-9600. Just tell her you want a birthday present. Because I'm going to open up my birthday presents here in just a second.
Now, for those of you that don't know, Stan today is the birthday boy because... his real birthday isn't until tomorrow, but he likes to celebrate birthday week.
Yeah.
And so we will not be here next week because we'll all be celebrating Stan's birthday.
Yep. In our own special way.
For a week.
Right. It may not be with me, but you will celebrate my birthday in a way that you see fit.
However you choose to honor Stan, that's a very personal decision.
Yeah, and by the way, Dave, I'm doing you a favor. I will not go, probably for the foreseeable future, to the Absolute LaTeX line.
Oh, I'm sure. It's never good.
I will not. There are bums out on the street that said, give me a five-minute tutorial, and I'll go and do the show for Rob Show because he's having a baby.
You know what? Life is not getting any easier for Dave.
And he's 45.
Do you know that you need a permit to panhandle now?
Did you know that?
Oh, my God. What?
Dave, that's true, isn't
that
it?
That is true. It's ridiculous.
Ahoy.
Hi, Stan.
Hi.
Ahoy.
Ahoy. Who's this?
It's Rose.
Hi, Rose.
How you guys doing?
Doing good, sweetheart. You've been on hold for a long time. Do you want a birthday present?
Sure. I'm the mama. I never get birthday presents.
Okay.
I always give.
Well, when's your birthday?
Yeah, when is your birthday?
Oh, I'm a December baby.
Okay, what do you want?
Oh, that's tough.
I'll take the Subway.
Sure, hold on.
Dave's a December baby, too.
Yes, sir.
He knows what it's like to get, you know...
Partial gift.
Yeah, yep.
Yeah, but that's...
Because Christmas is coming. We can't give you anything for your birthday.
Just a box of BBs.
You're lucky you get anything. 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy. It's Jessica.
Hi, Jessica. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. You want a birthday present?
Yes, I would love a birthday present.
What would you like?
I'd like the Slipknot ticket.
Sure. Hold on.
See, that's how it is when it's birthday time. So, are you ready for your birthday?
Let me do... sure, I'm ready for my birthday. I'm ready, yeah. 2, 3, 4. What?
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday. Thank you. Amy, thank you.
Happy birthday, happy Stan. Happy
thank you, buddy. Oh, thank you. Junior, do you have a question over there? Do you want me to answer your question?
What was the other line?
Line 2. Happy birthday, thank you, Haney. Thank you. Let me take one more.
And then you're going to open your gift.
I am. Ahoy, who's this?
Hi, this is Jackie.
Hey, Jackie.
Hey, Jackie.
You say you're giving away birthday presents. Thank you, sweetheart, ladies. What would you like for a birthday present?
I would like the Ed Zeppelin ticket.
You got it. Get the let out. You're the last person on the guest list. And
oh, I love you guys so much.
So what do you do on the...
You just made it.
You just made it. You go to the Barber B Man on the 18th, go up to the window, and you have ID with you, and you should be on the guest list.
All right, cool. I have to tell you, Stan, I like your little smoky voice on here.
You sure you're not talking about Haney?
No, I'm talking about you.
My smoky voice.
Well, it's when you start laughing.
Yeah,
you
well, little, sure. Yeah. That's called a phlegm ball. Hold on
well,
a second.
It's all, he's got an arthritic larynx.
Oh, you have no idea. Hold on, and Junior will give you all the details.
Okay, thank you so much.
All right, hold on, sweetheart.
Happy, happy birthday time.
Thank you, Haney. Let me see what is there one or two in here?
There's four.
Four? Here, why don't you hold that and then just hand me the ones you want me to open
Dave,
up in
can
order.
You pass that over?
Sure thing, buddy.
Yeah.
I got you.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, it's great.
Oh, what do you want me to pick which order?
And by the way, I want to thank the Guardian for coming by and bringing me a birthday gifts. Thank you very much. Got me a framed picture of Ronald Reagan and Donald Trump's shaking hands.
Beautiful.
Got me a Whaler hockey puck.
Okay, I'm going to give you this one first because this is the only one that I could pay to have them wrap.
Okay, thank you very much.
I certainly wasn't going to do it myself.
That's nice.
So that's like an official wrapped present.
Do you need this back?
No.
No,
that's yours to keep.
Okay.
That's a free gift.
Thank you. It's a nice. I can tell it's a book, and I'm gonna. There we go.
Do you have that?
No.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
I do not.
That's supposed to be the best one.
The World Hockey Association Hall of Fame, a photographic history of the Rebel League, 1972 to 1979. I'm aware of it. I don't have it.
I was
awesome.
Worried that you did because I got the receipt if that's the case.
Oh, this is awesome. Oh, yeah, our friend is in here. Let me see if I can find him. Where did he go? I just saw him. Our Hansen brothers are in this book. Thought I just saw him. Thank you very much, Haney.
Yeah, all the WHA fans seem to think highly of that. So.
Yeah, because there's not a lot out about them. There's very few publications. Thank you very much.
Here's another one that's wrapped.
Oh, in a priority mail. hasn't even been. Did you know that? Hold on, because this is still sealed.
You need some scissors or something? I'm just trying to help.
If I needed scissors, I'd say part of the
fun. He's just trying to help.
Part of the fun, Dave, is opening up presents. And the joy on my face when somebody gives me one. First of all, that first book is just phenomenal.
Well, you like books. I knew you liked books.
Well, this is a book. If I can get it out of the box. There we go. Moaning at Midnight. Howlin' Wolf. It's about... Oh, man! Well, that's a cool picture of him on the cover of that book.
You know what? You will now know more about him than I do, because I haven't read it yet.
As soon as I read it, I'll give it to you. That's phenomenal. Thank you.
Well, you've
very
been mentioning
much.
Him a lot lately.
I love the wolf.
And it got me thinking. And you've mentioned him consistently over the years, where I'm thinking, okay, maybe this isn't a passing fad with him. Maybe Howlin' Wolf truly speaks to this man.
It's the sound. You can be in a bar. You can be passing by somebody in the car. They got the wolf on. You know it. Oh, another one. Thank you. I can figure out how to get it open.
Well, you need help? Need some scissors?
Yeah, Dave, I need some scissors.
No problem, buddy.
If you don't mind, some scissors would be nice.
Yes, sir.
If I can find out
but
where.
There you go, my friend.
Thank you, buddy.
Yeah, I'm interested to see what's in that book, because you've mentioned Howlin' Wolf so much recently.
I don't want to damage anything here. I think I'm good. Man, that's awesome, Haney. Thank you. Oh, there's where the tape is.
There you got it.
I think I got it. Well, layer one. You know, it would be nice, Dave, to help me with some scissors or something.
Oh, here. Let me get you some scissors, buddy.
Here, I got it right. Thank you.
There you go, pal.
Thank you very much.
That was so nice of you, Dave.
Yep, very.
Oh, he's my friend, man.
Very thoughtful.
Happy birthday, Stan.
Yep, thank you, Dave. I can tell it from the heart.
Oh, really? It is.
Ooh, what is this, a record? Hold it. Oh, holy smokes! It's the Howlin' Wolf Chess Box Set. 71 songs, 3 discs, 32-page book.
Wow.
Man, it spans his whole career. And it's got the London sessions on it, too.
Now, I got to tell you about this.
Oh, man.
I got this for myself in the 90s.
Yeah.
That is used. It's out of print. And it is actually more valuable now than it was. So... that is something you keep it nice.
Oh, my goodness.
That is officially a collector's item now.
Disc 1, 1951 to 55, 2, 56 to 63. Third disc, 64 to 73. Thank you. That is awesome. Don't touch my stuff.
I'm just making sure it doesn't fall off and get damaged.
I really... You proved something to me with your love of the wolf, and I figure it was about time to...
Well, I think I now have the definitive collection.
You've got
information and music.
You've got the best available on Howlin' Wolf.
Thank you, thank you.
And I have one more.
Oh, really? Jeez.
And you know, we both love Howlin' Wolf, and I got you the hockey book because that's happy memories for you.
Yes. Now you have bad memories.
I have one last gift that is all about happy memories.
Oh, good.
And we'll see if it does, in fact, bring back any memories for you.
All right.
Here, I wrapped it for
you. Thank you. I can see you wrapped it. Ha, 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 ha.
Do you know what that is?
Yeah, that's the fish I caught in your river there out back. What? In the Estero River.
Let me see.
It's a Pacu t-shirt.
No way.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's cool.
That's actually the one. Dave was there.
Yeah, we had a good day that day.
Yeah. Yeah, we did. Fish didn't have a good day.
No.
The fish didn't have a good day. I got to tell the story.
That was cool.
So I'm in the back of Haney's house. That's when he lived on the Estero River. So we were out there. We were going to barbecue, and we were going to go fish.
Yep, it was a big day. Dave was there. Tommy was there. Yep. Our buddy Will the Marine was there.
The whole gang was there. And so I had, and my daughter, who was very small, was there too. And I was out fishing out on your dock, and I hooked on to a fish.
But of course, we're there with the waterman who knows all about fish.
Absolutely.
So, thank you, Zeta. I got it. So, I hook on to a fish.
That's the fish he caught there, Jeff.
Yeah.
And I pull the thing in. And I thought, I said, this is a piranha.
It was fighting you.
And I looked at the mouth of this fish.
We didn't know what it was.
It had like human teeth.
Like sheep's head teeth.
Yep. Had a set of teeth on the thing. And we're like, what the heck is this fish? Had an orange belly on it.
Mm-hmm.
And it looked like a piranha. We were trying to go and figure out what it was. You were going inside, going on the computer to see any kind of local fish. Apparently, somebody had this thing in an aquarium, let it go in the Estero River.
And it got big.
And it got big. But we didn't know that until afterwards. We had pictures of it. We showed them on the show.
Yeah, it was the Monday after we were talking about it and listeners identified it.
So I haul this thing in and we're like, what? You know what? It's a nice size fish. Yeah, we got
wonder
the
if
grill.
That's good eating. Yeah.
Is it good eating? So, waterman, yeah, don't worry about a thing, Broheim.
That's right.
I'm going to go and fillet this for you.
Like you've never seen a fish fillet.
Yeah, not going to have a bone in it.
Nope.
And so, he took the fish and he butchered it.
Oh, come on.
He couldn't get through it. The knife was too dull for him. He didn't know which end to start filleting on.
And here's how the fish ended up. And you can back me up or tell me I'm wrong, Dave.
All right.
Dave basically filleted half the fish.
Yeah. Oh, he got one side of the fish off.
One side of its body was now laying next to it as a fish fillet. The other side of its body...
I like to call it fish burger.
Oh.
Because it was ground.
But this thing was so mean.
Oh, it was mean. And its teeth were chattering.
After Dave cut off half of its body, the thing is still chomping its teeth, trying to get at you.
Yeah, making that noise.
And we all looked at it. We don't know if this is good eating or not. The meat didn't look that great.
It, something was off.
Something was off about
very
the
bony.
About
so
the
Stan,
fish.
Stan says, screw it. We're not eating that. I'm getting rid of it. And Stan goes down to the dock and just, maybe it's gator food. Who knows?
Yeah.
Just get rid of it.
Yeah.
He threw the thing in the water. And with half of its body cut off, it swam off.
No joke.
Yeah.
I'm like, the thing's swimming away.
It sure
did. Like a zombie fish.
Yep. Literally, half of its body was cut off.
And I think that's the only fish anyone caught that day.
And that's the only fish anybody caught that way. And we took pictures of it. And we're like, what the hell kind of fish is this? And then calls started coming, and that's a Pacu.
Because we couldn't.
Which is in the piranha family.
It is basically the same thing as a piranha. The only thing that's different is the teeth. The Pacu has dull sheep's head-like teeth. They look like human teeth.
Yep.
And the piranha's got those razors.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, they're the same thing.
Mean. And yes, swam off.
That was crazy.
That thing, if it had been a fair fight between us and that fish, we'd all be dead.
Yep.
Because that thing had bad intentions.
It was growling at you.
Oh, it made noises,
too,
remember
that?
Its teeth.
It was like, rawr, rawr, rawr.
And so now you got it on a t-shirt.
Yep. Thank you, buddy. Thank you very much, Haney. These are awesome, awesome gifts. And thank you. You know how much I love you, and that means an awful lot to me. So thank you very much.
Well, what would I do without you?
We're going to take a break. When we come back, first look at traffic news headlines. 4 o'clock, Fluffer, your emails. We're Stan and Haney.
The battered bastards of Beasley Broadcasting. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon, Friday edition. We're going to get you updated on traffic here in just a second. News headlines with Mark Haney, 4 o'clock Fluffer. Your emails, where's Dave? He's got
traffic.
It's been sitting here.
We were just, I was just trying to get him into a positive frame of mind.
Yeah, well, that's his own problem.
No, I'm good.
Everything's good. St. Patty's Day, birthday, everything's nice.
I spent most of the time during the song going through the World Hockey Association Hall of Fame book. I had not seen this book. It's fantastic. So many historical pictures, kind of like the last All-Star game in the league when standing next to a young Wayne Gretzky is Gordie Howe. Because the two of them played together, it shows him in a team photo with the Indianapolis Racers, his first professional team. It's got so many great things. Thank you very much.
When did they stop play, the WHA?
After the 1979 season.
I am amazed, because I had to look into it a little bit, because I wanted to get you something related to it. And you know how easy it is to go down the rabbit hole.
Right.
I am amazed at how many people, they stopped in 79, we're in 2019, how many people are still passionate about that hockey league?
It was a unique league. You had a lot of Hall of Famers that were at the end of their careers that went to that league to make money for the first time, and they signed underage players. So the NHL wouldn't sign them, and they were signing young guys. So you had Wayne Gretzky, Mark Messier.
So was all this of them like came up. The hockey equivalent of USFL?
Yes.
All right.
Yep. Blasted. Same people founding the league. The same people founded the ABA, the World Football League.
Really?
Yeah, the same. Gary Davidson is like the guy behind all that stuff, and he had that. They lasted 7 years, and four teams merged with the National Hockey League. But there's the fish.
For a young Stan, 7 critical years.
Oh, yeah. My formative years.
Yes, there is the fish.
Look at that.
You know what I love, though?
What?
Both you and Dave, we were outside talking about the day you caught the fish, and, you know, it's unfortunate in a way that we have photos, because I noticed that you said, Dave said, well, how big was that fish? And Dave goes, I remember it being this big. And you go, no, it wasn't that big. It was only this big,
yeah.
Which is about twice the size of the
of
fish.
Of course.
Yeah.
See that picture right there? You can post that one up.
That's
a good
awesome
picture. That you
Why,
can really,
you think that's flattering?
No, I don't. I'm far from flattering.
Look at how young you are, buddy.
But I was, young there. That was a fun time.
Damn good time.
How old were you in that picture?
I was in my early 40s, maybe. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. 42.
Ah, fish.
Yeah.
What a good place, man.
We had some fun there.
Yeah, we did. Let's get you updated on traffic. Your first look at traffic
this
afternoon.
I had my 40th birthday party in that house.
Yep. That's when the grill I bought you came in. Dave
hey,
said he
whoa.
Bought. Dave said he bought some of it.
I thought Dave bought it.
Yeah. Oh. No, we all chipped in.
And the buzzers were playing on the back porch.
Oh, yep.
Damn good times. All right, all right, all right, everybody. It's Friday, getting closer to quitting time. Woo! Come on, Stan, give me a woo.
Well, you know what? I'm going to kick this around.
Yeah.
Fridays, you do nothing but sit like a bump on a log.
Not necessarily.
Starting when we come back from vacation.
Yeah, bud.
You're going to have a Friday segment called Dave's What's in the News.
Okay, cool.
And you're going to find a local story every day that you're going to tell us about.
Yeah. Well, I got a good one from last night, but we'll...
You're going to talk about that?
No.
Will you do traffic, please? Yeah,
absolutely. All right, let's start. We got three in Fort Myers to report. First one's a hit and run at Palm Beach Boulevard in the 4,000 block, so be on the lookout for that there. The second one in Fort Myers, we have a disabled vehicle at McGregor Boulevard and Cypress Lake Drive. And then the third one, crash, Fort Myers, I-75 southbound and Daniels Parkway. You're up to date. Another update, 30 minutes.
Thank you. Coming up in less than 1 hour, it will be the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. What can you expect? Well, he's got the headlines right here. He's going to tell you what's coming up.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you did not know.
You all right?
Yeah. It is a big weekend. What I like to call a doubleheader. Everybody on Saturday will be celebrating, of course, Stan's birthday.
In your own way.
However you choose to honor him, that is up to you.
Yeah.
And on Sunday, it's St. Patty's Day. And we have the latest statistics on drinking-related injuries.
Oh, they happen.
That's for sure.
Yeah, how's that doing there?
I am not entirely sure what the point of this is. I don't know what's happened with the millennials, Stan.
I don't get it either.
Because things that just blatantly make no sense are now things.
Mm-hmm.
Evidently, the latest craze, separate honeymoons.
That's what?
Yeah, that's what I said.
Honey, you do what you want, and I'll do what I want. I thought that was supposed to be like the bachelor party and the bachelorette party.
Indeed.
Then you go off as a couple.
Well, science has determined cheese tastes better when it is exposed to 90s era hip hop. Y'all ready for this?
Yep. Next time you have the rappers in there, bring a wheel
Havarti.
Havarti. Jeez.
And finally, we do stories like this all the time where people will believe the GPS over their own eyes.
Yep.
A man's GPS led him to a border crossing with 10 pounds of meth in the car. These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. Laughter. So very important. Are you on over there? Do I have the... Hold it. I don't know. Try it now.
I got the pot of gold.
Yeah, that's worth the whole 10 bucks in pocket.
Shut up.
4 o'clock Fluffer, brought to you by Dave.
Coastal Cooling and Daikin.
Mark.
Stan.
Junior.
Dave.
Haney.
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Ladies.
Well, as we said, St. Patty's Day is Sunday. With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
tips for having a great St. Patrick's Day.
Tips for having a great St. Patrick's Day.
Don't plan on remembering anything at all from this list.
Oh, the Neverland roller coaster. Look out.
Jam to some great Irish music, like U2 from 86 to 88.
Yes.
Oh, God, cuts through you like a knife.
Yeah, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Right here. Hunt for a four-leaf clover. Sure, even if you find one, it won't change anything about your sad, meaningless life, but at least you'll be occupied.
That's right.
Hold my beer.
Well, I look for a four-leaf clover.
Enjoy a nice big corned beef sandwich. in front of your favorite vegan.
Stupid vegetarians.
Yeah, you tell them, Dave. Yeah, you make a lot of sense.
Damn right I do.
Like a knife.
Yeah.
Right in there.
Wear expendable pants.
It's okay, you don't have to work the night shift.
Start your day off with a traditional Irish breakfast and pour a Guinness over your Lucky Charms.
Yes. Oh.
Have you been drinking today?
Nope.
Really?
No, I'm serious.
And finally, the very top tip for having a great St. Patrick's Day.
Yes.
Instead of just pinching someone not wearing green, go all out and club them with a tire iron.
I got the pot of gold.
Yeah, that's worth the whole $10 he pocketed.
Shut up. Right on.
What does a leprechaun sound like when he's sad, Dave?
I'm not feeling so good today.
Elvis?
Uncanny. Uncanny.
Yeah, Freddy, email.
What does he sound like when he's happy?
Let's go out and party, boys. Yeah, 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 yeah. Something like that.
That's what a leprechaun
sounds
like?
I don't know, man. I don't know a leprechaun.
I thought he'd be like a little higher in the voice.
Junior, show him how to do a leprechaun.
Oi, laddie, you sounding like a little bitch.
Aye, laddie.
He's asking to see the old shillelagh.
Yeah. Be careful. You're running into pussification.
What accent is that,
Dave? I don't know
what I'm doing.
Email.
Do I really know what I'm doing?
Ahoy.
Does anyone?
No.
What?
No. Nobody knows what you're doing.
I'm living.
Okay.
Living large.
Damn right.
Like a boss.
This is from Don. Don, about our question of the week. Who'd you have visit your school? Ahoy, guys. In the mid-70s, we had two junior highs and a high school. The band America came and played at one of our junior high schools, as they had the largest gymnasium in the school district. Kids from all three schools went to that concert. It was amazing, and most of the kids' first rock concert experience. This was in a suburb of Kansas City, Kansas. Peace out. Signed, Don B.
Hey, did you guys, America's coming to jam at the gym.
Rock on.
But Oz never didn't give nothing to the Tin Man that he didn't already have.
Ahoy, gentlemen. This is Charlie from Lake Placid. We had Danny DeVito come to our school in Asbury Park, New Jersey. Our Lady of Mount Carmel in the 1980s. He was told not to talk about his TV show back in the day, which was Taxi, due to its subject matter. He graduated from our school and made it really big, so he talked about what it was like just to be on TV. To get even with the sisters, that's a nun for the school that he was at, Dave, for not allowing him to talk about his TV show Taxi, he talked about a role in a movie he had with Michael Douglas and Kathleen Turner called Romancing the Stone. And at the end, there's a fight with Arabs, and he said, Jesus Christ, this looks like the playground from our old lady of Mount Carmel.
You know, I will never forget when we had Danny DeVito and Rhea Perlman on,
yep.
And they were talking about a movie they just made called Matilda.
If you've never seen that movie.
What a great movie.
Great movie for your kids.
My daughter absolutely loved that movie.
This is from Troy. Dear Stan and Haney, did I just hear yesterday Junior say he supports sanctuary cities? WTF. Let's do this. start a GoFundMe to send him to one of those wonderful cities so he can experience the diversity of culture firsthand. How about Seattle or Portland? That would be real good. I would personally pick Portland. You know what? Go on YouTube and you'll find some good videos of these wonderful places, which will give him a little insight what he can look forward to. 2 weeks should be good enough, and I will let Haney fill in the rest of the blanks. I have to stop and erase the rest of my email. It was pretty bad. By the way, bring back that Alex Jones guy. Swear to God it's him. Signed, Troy.
Well, I know what we need to do for Junior. He'd need to be away for several years.
Yes.
But he needs to go and attend Hillsdale College.
Oh, yeah.
Hillsdale would straighten him out.
One of the finest colleges in the country.
And incidentally, a thank you to the listeners yesterday. There were several of them that said, you need to see this video about the brains behind AOC by Mr. Reagan.
Yeah.
It is. It's mind-blowing, and it is very transparent. She answered a casting call and auditioned for the role of congressman. It's very, very spooky, and they admit it. She admits it.
So it's a role for her.
There was an ad put out that said they needed someone to play the role of congressman.
I'll do it.
She didn't even nominate herself. Her brother applied for her, and they decided that she had a look that they wanted. And
she's got a look right there, Junior. She's got a look, all right.
Oh, she's looking mighty fine.
And the people behind her are radical as hell, and she doesn't know what to think. She's told what to think.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's people behind her. There's puppet masters.
They're not her ideas, and that's why when she sticks to script, she might make sense even if you disagree with her. But when you see her in these interviews, like yesterday where we played, there's a lot of pauses.
Yeah, a lot of Dave-isms.
Yes. Let me tell you.
You wanted to answer, let me tell you, who came to your school? I thought you went to night school.
I did, but this was during elementary school. John McEnroe came to our school and did like small, because we just opened up 2 tennis courts.
He's a great guy.
And McEnroe came. It was very cool. And they handed out a bunch of cheap tennis rackets to us all.
Good deal.
You know, cool. I found a lot of times people that get a very bad rep in the press, when you meet them, it's the exact opposite.
John McEnroe was playing tennis at a time where it needed attention. You needed the heel. And he did a very good job, and he knew exactly what he was doing. When the Champions Tour started, and we used to go down in Naples.
I still can't believe that we were down there, and we're hanging out with Connors and McEnroe.
Yeah, and Borg. He would do it for the crowd, lose his temper once a match, just so that they can go
they
and
get
start
their money's
hooting
worth
and hollering at him. He's a great guy. The Guardian.
Jesus.
Ahoy, gentlemen, guys. I got to meet Jack Youngblood at a football banquet. He played for he played for the Rams, yes. Okay, just how stupid is Pelosi? They asked her what she thought about 16-year-olds voting.
Ugh.
Her response, well, I have always thought they should have the right to vote, especially when they're in school and learning about how government works. Sure. Lower a couple more years, you get more Democratic votes.
So that we can capture them.
Yep. Well, just how out of touch is she? To the best of my knowledge, they don't teach civics anymore. The only reason the Dems want them to vote is just more minds that they can go and switch. It's a bunch of BS.
I'm sorry. If 16-year-olds get the right to vote, they get the right to drink along with it.
Stan, I hope you enjoyed your birthday gifts. I did, Guardian. Thank you.
The Guardian really is incredible, isn't he?
Yep. Have a great time off. You guys are the best. Sign the Guardian.
He's done it again!
We're going to take a break. We will be back. We are Stan and Haney.
The only place in Southwest Florida where drunken idiots and law enforcement
actually get along. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, gang. Stan and Haney here. Thank you for joining us. Get you updated on traffic for your drive home. And then going to tell you how you can win your very own, and I've seen it, your very own Stan and Haney golf cart. This is going to be a blast. Let's get you updated first.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
All right, Stan. We're getting even closer to quitting time. Woo!
We sure are, Dave.
All right, brother. Okay. Happy birthday, by the way.
Thank you.
Let's start Fort Myers on the 15,000 block of McGregor Boulevard in front of the 7-Eleven. We have a hit and run. Seems like that's happening every day. And then in Bonita Springs, we have a crash on Old 41 in front of the Dollar Tree. You're up to date. Another update, 30 minutes.
I appreciate that. Let me tell you, here's the deal. Listen to us, Stan and Haney, for your shot at winning a customized Stan and Haney golf cart from Golf Carts MD in Fort Myers. All qualifiers get qualified to be in the final. All qualifiers will meet at Duffy's Sports Grill at Stony Brook Golf Club in Estero. There you will receive a golf ball. That golf ball will be put into a chopper. A helicopter is going to drop all the golf balls onto the putting green, and the closest to the pin will win the golf cart. Listen to us, Stan and Haney, to qualify to have a golf ball on that chopper, which will be dropped. I've been to these things. They're amazing. It's a spectacle. Ahoy.
Hey, brother.
Ah, jeez. Hey, what's going on there? There he is, the king of Hancock Parkway.
Yeah, that's what they call me, brother.
Yeah, there you are, Mr. Working at the bar, and what's going on, brother?
Well, I think you probably got an idea why I called in today. Dave there?
Yeah, Dave's here.
What's happening? Hey, Bubba.
Hey, man.
Woo!
I know I'm not the first, and I won't be the last, but happy birthday, brother.
Hey, I appreciate. Hey, whoa, it's Stan's birthday, man.
What?
But I'll take
you hear
it.
Him ready to take the credit for that. It's my birthday.
It stands.
Oh.
You don't sound.
Why in the world would you think it was Dave's birthday?
I hear so much of Dave, I thought it was his birthday.
Yeah, he does like to mic hog a little bit.
Yeah, that's coming up soon, though.
Why don't you tell him when your birthday's coming up, Dave?
Yeah, my birthday's coming up in December, Bubba.
Well, I'll tell you what, I guess it don't matter if it's your birthday or not, because Stan wouldn't want nothing to do with it anyway. But I made a couple of phone calls, and Dave, if you want to come to the bar, we'll celebrate your birthday. Oh. I got it all set up for you.
Hell yeah.
Are you telling me you honestly thought it was his birthday, and at the karaoke bar in North Fort Myers, you got it all set up for his birthday?
Yeah, see, they got a karaoke system there that is so advanced now. It's the best in the world. I think it comes from Japan or something. And I got it all set for you now. I just downloaded a bunch of death metal karaoke for you.
Nice. You got a big banner up there. It says, Happy Birthday, Waterman.
We could do that, but I think they just, all we got to do is hit it on the printer and then tape it all together.
Sounds good. Sounds good. Love the welcome.
Yep, sure, he's going to do it.
They got I know it's a favorite band of yours, something about the psychopathic tendencies or something.
Yeah, little suicidal tendencies, maybe some Pantera.
Yeah, that ain't my cup of tea, personally. I like, if I'm all really teared up, it's got to be Bob Seger and Silver Bullet Band.
Well, that's right. That's what karaoke's all about. Bob Seger songs that you know, Elvis songs, Frank Sinatra stuff, not this suicide.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Suicidal Tendencies and Pantera. Oh, how do you sing stuff to that?
Well, I don't know. I reckon somebody does because they got available. How's it go, Dave? How's one of them suicide songs go?
How about a little Pantera, man? Maybe we can do some Pantera, man.
Well, what's that sound like? Is what Stan was saing.
Yeah,
well,
I know.
It's a lot. It's a lot of heavy screaming. A lot of heavy.
Well, yeah. So, give me a little.
So yeah. Respect. You talking to me? Respect.
You talking to me?
You talking to me?
Yeah.
No way, punk. Walk on home, boy. How you like that?
Oh, that's all right.
Yeah.
That's all right. It sounds like something would be with the WWE.
Yeah.
He also sounds like a little bitch.
Yeah, he does sound a little bitch.
Yeah,
like
coming from a
little
puss.
A little bit, sure.
Yeah, yeah. You got to understand, man. You got to understand, brother.
It reminds me of that wrestling song. Oh, you didn't know? Oh, it's better call somebody.
Yeah, very WWE stuff. Yeah, but you.
How did it go again, Dave? Respect.
Yep. Respect. You talking to me? Walk on home, boy.
You didn't know your ass better call somebody.
Yeah, man.
All I hear is little bitch.
Yeah. You got to understand. You got to understand.
It would work real good there is if you had the sound of glass shattering.
Yeah. I got a buddy that keeps chiming in, man. His cajones ain't dropped.
No, you know what? You keep chiming in. The poor guy's trying to tell you about it. He's figuring out karaoke. You just sing it, and then you got to keep talking.
So he still has a very high voice. That's why he says bitch, very feminine.
Who the hell was that? New Age Outlaws?
Yes, it was.
That damn Val Venus always pissed me off.
How about
like he's God's gift to women?
Yeah, remember Gangrel?
Oh yeah. That's a mean sumbitch there.
Yeah.
Now I know did he have something to do with the Undertaker or was he running with Kane?
I think he might have been running with Kane.
Yeah. Man, was they the ones that crucified Stephanie McMahon?
No, that was Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Stone Cold Steve Austin crucified Stephanie McMahon?
Yeah, I think so. Or did he rescue her? I think he crucified her.
Then who rescued her?
I think Kane.
Yeah.
What is that? Why you called to wish Dave a happy birthday? Invite him over for death metal karaoke and talk about wrestlers? Is that what your life? Is that how your life is?
Yeah, I figured I'd try and do something nice for somebody else, you know.
But it's not his birthday. It's my birthday.
I can't thank you enough.
Yeah, I understand. I just didn't think that it would appeal to you to drive to North Fort Myers, get schnockered, and sing death metal.
Well, I wouldn't sing death metal. I'd do what you did, Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band.
Well, I would allow it, but I do have to tell you one thing.
What's that,
I would
brother?
Have to absolutely prohibit.
What's that?
Nobody, and I mean nobody, I've almost gotten fights over it. Nobody but me is allowed to sing Turn the Page in the Bar.
Oh, that's what they wait for you to do that, don't they?
Everything comes to a standstill, brother.
You betcha. I wouldn't do that one, too. I'd be doing something like Hollywood Nights or something like that.
Well, that'd be okay, because when I get up there, and I always make sure I got to memorize how you hit the certain buttons a certain way to get a blue spotlight, like moonlight.
Yeah, yeah.
I get it on me, and I get up there, and everybody gets so quiet.
You know what I want to do? I want to do We Got Tonight. I can do that one.
I get up there, and I go, and you smoke today's last cigarette.
Yeah.
Is that a woman or a man?
Yeah.
something like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I used to know the whole song, but we got tonight. We can do it like a duet.
We could. We could. Don't you do a duet with your lady friend at karaoke some night?
Some nights I do, but she moved to Nashville.
She, your girlfriend moved to Nashville. What was her name?
Well, which one? You talking about Lisa or Amanda?
Amanda moved to Nashville?
No, Lisa did.
Ah, so where's Amanda?
Well, she's working at the bar across town because she got into a fight with Sandy.
Oh, jeez. That's...
Yeah. One thing you don't do with it, these damn female bartenders, you don't accuse them of messing with your tips.
Yeah, you know, Joe.
Because, see, Lisa, she got all pissed off because she found out that she felt like Sandy was tipping me out too much.
Well, so is that what you do? Is it? Do you get the tips from the ladies?
And then she had the nerve to say to Sandy that I ain't tipping out that charity case.
Well, I can understand that.
And that's when Sandy punched her right in the...
Oh, well. Right in the chest.
Oh, I can't say that word?
No, you can't. Chest. Yeah.
Okay.
You can even say boob. She punched her...
Well, she punched her right there.
In the boob.
Right there in the old arrow, like an areola was a target. Ma'am!
Now...
Then she said, "You damn bitch! You just punched me right in the booby
areola."
I always thought that'd be a pretty name if I was going to have a daughter.
Yeah,
or maybe just a pretty dog, areola. Come here, areola.
So I'll have Dave come up and hang out so you can celebrate his birthday. You don't realize if it was my birthday, I'd buy you a beer.
Ain't that Trump's granddaughter's name, Areola? The one that speaks Chinese? She is just a little angel.
What time you start tonight?
Although I do wonder why she speaks the language of the Chinaman.
What time do you start tonight?
Question mark.
I thought that's when you end is a question mark. You start at a certain time.
I usually go in there about 8:30. And that's when I start drinking. And then I just wait. You know, this is part of what they pay me for, is I get the feeling of the crowd.
Right.
You know, do we want to let the jukebox go another song? Because I'll tell you what, as soon as some bitch plays a Green Day song, I unplug it.
Okay, there he goes. Why don't I hear? Why didn't he hang up? What? Oh, there it goes. There, he hung up there. Another Green Day song. But you like to hear yourself talk, don't you?
No, I'm just pretty stoked. I got a birthday party this weekend.
The big station 93BLX is Gulf Coast number one for hip hop and R&B. And now with Ray Ray and Miranda, the home team in the morning. Do it to it. What better song to do it to it? It's I Netta the Move said, and I told you I had a very important announcement, and here it is. I refuse to walk around and watch people on my job looking over my shoulder, people lying to me, people talking about me. It's ridiculous. It is sad. I can't take it. I'm not gonna take it. I don't have to take it. I'm not a dummy. I know how to find another job. But I refuse to walk around people. You can say what you want to say about me. And if you see me on the street, I'll let you know whatever you want to know. But I refuse. For the last 6 years, I made $6 an hour. That ain't nothing. I just got a raise after 6 years. I know I'm qualified. And after saying this, I don't care if I ever get another job in radio, period. It does not matter to me. But... I never will not be setting the mood at BLX no more. I refuse to walk around with people that'll speak to you. Hey, Anetta, how you doing? But then as soon as you walk by, that bitch I will not do it to myself anymore. So if you're confused by what I'm saying, listen very carefully. I quit this bitch.
On the big station.
Hey, this is Zynetta the Mood Setter. You're just listening to my homeboys, and nobody sets the mood like Stan and Haney.
We, the management of Beasley Broadcasting, would like to thank Stan and Haney for their decades of dedication to this radio station. We'd like to, but we won't.
Thank you.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey there, everybody. Stan and Haney.
I love Inetta the Mood Setter.
Hey, Inetta.
Yeah, bitch. I'll tell you whatever you want to know.
Yeah. But I ain't going to be setting, Inetta ain't going to be setting the mood here no more. I don't care if I ever get a job in radio again, $6 an hour.
Yep.
And we had her on the show. She was the nicest lady in the world.
She really was.
Just as nice as they come.
But unfortunately, all too typical in radio.
Yep. Rob's show coming up in 6 o'clock.
You know that Frank Sinatra's...
Baby on the way, but he's going to be here, I guess.
At Frank Sinatra's song, some people get their kicks stepping on a dream.
Yep.
Most of those people are program directors at radio stations.
Yep. That's the way it is. That's where I think where it came from.
Yep.
Let's
Dream Stompers.
Yep. Let's get you updated on traffic. Here's our own Dream Stomper.
Now, K-Rock Traffic.
All right, everybody. Almost quitting time.
Woo! Woo!
Happy birthday, Stan.
Yeah, thank you, Dave.
No
Happy
problem,
birthday,
buddy.
Happy birthday, Dave.
Thank you.
Yeah, Bubba thought it was your birthday.
Yeah, I got a big party planned this weekend. Do. All right, let's start in Lehigh Acres. We have a crash at Gunnery Road and Lee Boulevard, so be on the lookout for that there. North Fort Myers, we have a disabled vehicle, I-75 northbound at Bayshore Road. And then in Fort Myers, disabled vehicle, Plantation Road and Crystal Drive. You're up to date. Another update, 30 minutes.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Dave. Nice job.
Thank you, sir.
Mark Haney and the news. Oh, I got to put your little thing in here.
Yeah, don't worry about it. It's your birthday.
Yeah,
you're entitled
ages.
To slack off.
Can't slack off,
Haney. No, you're doing it to yourself. Not on my account.
Mark Haney and the news. Brought to you by
It's your
Jason
birthday. You're entitled.
And Todd at the Diamond District. Starts right now.
This is the evening news with Bernard Kalb in San Clemente, Bob Schieffer in Mitchell, South Dakota, Barry Serafin in Towson, Maryland, Terry Drinkwater in Rockville, Maryland, Jeff Williams in Ayrshire, Iowa, Jed Duval in Cheyenne, Wyoming, Richard Threlkeld in Prineville, Oregon, Bruce Dunning in Cat Lai, South Vietnam, and Bruce Hall in Miami.
Hi, I'm Garrett Gutley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Friday, March 15th.
MMXIX.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. You know, throughout life, you've probably applied for jobs that you thought you wanted and didn't get them.
Yep.
Well, hopefully things turned out okay for you like they did for Slash. Prior to joining Guns N' Roses, Slash unsuccessfully auditioned to be in Poison. He just wasn't good enough for Poison. I'm sorry, dude. You know? You keep working on it, you know, get those chops up. Maybe one day you'll be in a band like Poison.
Yep, someday.
There is one professional football team that has been playing since the 1800s without taking a single season off.
Can I take a guess?
Sure.
Green Bay Packers.
Nope.
No. Detroit Lions.
Nope.
I don't know.
The Arizona Cardinals. They have existed as an entity since 1898, founded as the Chicago Cardinals.
Yep.
Then the St. Louis Cardinals, and now the Arizona Cardinals. but yet it's traced back a straight line. That organization has been constant. We all know William Shatner and Leonard Nimoy.
What a pair. Right, Junior? Nimoy and Shatner for you Trekkies out there.
I'm not a Trekkie.
Oh, that's right. You're
a Warzy. He's a Warzy. You looking for trouble, are you?
No. I know there's battle lines.
Now, of course, they are forever joined as Captain Kirk and Mr. Spock. Have they acted together outside of Star Trek at any point?
Let me think about this. Were they both on an episode of Mission Impossible?
No.
Okay.
Your thinking is right, though.
Were they both on an episode of T.J. Hooker?
No.
They must have worked together or you wouldn't be doing this.
Obviously.
What?
Or it could be a major misdirection where everybody would get mad because it would seem like a ripoff if I were to say, they haven't worked on
it. Believe it or not, it's only been Star Trek.
That wouldn't be good, would it?
No. Episode of the Wild Wild West?
Nope. But you're thinking you're right there.
What is it?
And this is so bizarre to think about. You know, it's almost like when you and I met at the hit music station. We didn't have that much to do with each other back then, and then we end up, you know, being lifelong partners.
Yeah.
William Shatner and Leonard Nimoy did act together outside of Star Trek. It occurred a full 2 years before Star Trek.
Before.
They both guest starred on an episode of The Man from U.N.C.L.E.
Get out.
Shatner played the face. Nimoy was the heel.
All right. You know, the reason I said, and this is a pretty interesting story. The reason I said, was it Mission Impossible? That was the first thing that popped into my head. Mission Impossible and Star Trek were done by the same production people and filmed in the same lot together. They were written by the same or produced by the same people. The day Star Trek ended its production after, three seasons or however long it was at the same time across the hall that Mission Impossible lost Martin Landau in the cast. He didn't re-sign. And they asked Leonard Nimoy if he wanted to join the cast of Mission Impossible to play the character of Paris, the man of a bunch of disguises, always had the rubber masks on. And he did. He wound up doing that for 2 years after Star Trek. And Shatner was doing all of those guest spots.
So the misdirection is that it happened before.
Before.
Yeah.
Well, there's the picture. There's Robert Vaughn. He was the man from U.N.C.L.E. Shatner and Nimoy.
And having no idea what the future held for them.
Yep.
Now, this is something I did not know. So I'm a little bit nervous that maybe there's something wrong with it. But I'll go with it. Maybe Junior can look it up and
verify it.
See if he's got any details on it, because I know nothing about this. San Francisco had its own Statue of Liberty on a hill in the middle of the city. This happened back in the 1880s. Now, it is not there now. Why?
Why?
They allowed it to become so dilapidated that they felt it was best that they just take it down. In the 1950s, because it had become a disgrace.
Are you telling me it was still there in the 1950s?
That's what they say.
I never heard anything about it.
Me neither. I don't know how I missed that
one. Did that come from the French, too? What am I looking at? Where's Lady Liberty? I see the pedestal. What am I looking at, Junior?
Is it specifically called the Statue of Liberty? Because that's called Sutro's Triumph of Light statue.
Triumph of Light? That ain't Lady Liberty.
I don't know. That's all I got. I don't have any details.
Wait a second. I'm not leaving this.
Well, if you're that interested, I don't mind staying here.
Wait a second. What? Read the way that was said. What about you? What are you showing me now?
That's the Triumph of Light statue.
Well, it does look a little bit like Statue of Liberty.
Yeah, it's got the flame and everything, holding a scroll.
Yeah. All right. Does it say anything about the history of that? And
there was a statue in San Francisco that was similar but much smaller than the Statue of Liberty. It was installed shortly after the New York Statue of Liberty, which is why people make an association between them, and it is the Triumph of Light.
Okay, there you go.
And designed by a different sculptor, fell into disrepair, and now only a pedestal remains.
So the pedestal is still there today?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
But I can see it. It's holding up a torch.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. Okay.
Simple maintenance.
Yeah. It's a nice statue.
Yeah, but in San Francisco, they're not allowed to have nice things.
No. Nope.
Nothing but hypodermic needles and human excrement now.
Rubber tubing is big to tie off.
Yep. Sad. Yep. Exclamation point.
Yep.
Where's Pelosi? You know, it's a big weekend.
It
what
sure
with
is.
Stan's birthday on Saturday. Yeah. I know you all celebrate in your own way.
Thank you.
We honor him. A very personal thing.
Yeah. Anyway, I can be put on a coin.
Yeah. Well, we got the road sign. Let's get to work on it.
Yeah.
And then on Sunday, it's St. Patrick's Day. So we'll be honoring Stan and St. Patrick this weekend.
Same breath.
And regardless, there will be a fair amount of alcohol consumption.
Yep. On both days, but mainly on Sunday.
Well, it depends on how you decide to honor Stan. You know, maybe a small offering.
Yep. In your own way.
As long as it's from the heart, you don't mind.
I don't mind.
A recent study looked at the most common ways people get injured while drinking. And it found the average alcohol-related mishap happens after about 8 drinks.
Oh, yeah. That's when it's feeling real good.
For men.
Yeah.
That's about the time you realize, hey, I'm not drunk.
Yeah, but you are. What is it? Drink and a half for women?
6.
6? Really? 6 drinks?
8 drinks for men, 6 drinks for women. The type of alcohol linked to the most injuries for men? Beer. And for women?
Gin.
Vodka.
Oh, I was going to say that too.
What, vodka?
Vodka or gin. And I said, let's go with gin.
Now, as far as the top injuries overall, the top 5, beer, vodka, whiskey, tequila, and rum.
Ah, I love the rum.
Your most common drinking injuries are bruises, cuts, scratches, broken bones, and sprains. And 88% of people who have broken a bone while under the influence admit there's no way it would have happened if they were sober. The others in denial.
Oh, sure.
Where are you most likely to get injured while drinking?
Within 100 feet of home.
I'm talking about parts of the body.
Oh, head, leg, hip, elbow.
In order, you're most likely to injure a leg.
Okay.
Followed by your arm, face, hand, and head.
So face and head are 2 separate.
Yeah.
Yeah, in case you get punched in the face.
Mm-hmm. Well, and, you know, you got more area on the head than the face.
Yeah.
Unless you're two-faced.
Yeah.
The most common places for a drunken injury to happen. In order?
Yeah.
House party.
Yep.
At your own house.
Yeah, close to home.
On the road. At the bar. And on the sidewalk. The most common occasions for drunken injuries are birthdays, number one, followed by New Year's, a college party, and a work celebration. Your average drinker has experienced two drinking-related injuries in their career. The most common age it happens is 22. God, don't I know it. And then it settles down, and then the chances spike again anywhere between 25 and 35.
Yep.
And finally, 23% admitted they have started a drunken fight.
Jeez.
And when people were asked, well, why did you start a drunken fight? Number one answer?
I don't know.
Don't remember. Son of a... In a moment.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill?
You all right? You all right over there?
No.
No, not you. He's...
I'm peachy.
Okay, just making sure. Seemed a little melancholy and then started drifting off a little bit. And I want to make sure that you're all together over there.
Oh, it's not the drugs I gave you, is it?
No, it's not those.
Okay.
Oh, you gave him the stuff.
Did you take it today?
Yeah.
Okay.
There it is.
All right. A strange new study out of Switzerland, and say what you want about the Swiss, they know a little something about cheese.
Yep, they know a little bit of something about cheese. Swiss cheese.
The Swiss have determined cheese tastes better when it's exposed to 90s hip-hop. Other genres just don't work as well.
Really?
Researchers exposed 8 identical wheels of genuine Swiss cheese to different types of music and let them age for 8 months. For one wheel of cheese, they played Mozart. For another, they played Stairway to Heaven.
Wow.
A third was exposed to techno music and so on and so forth. Then they did a blind taste test, and a wheel of cheese that was exposed to the 90s era hip-hop track Jazz We've Got by A Tribe Called Quest tasted the best by a mile.
You're familiar with that one?
I love that song.
How's it go?
I don't know. He loves it?
Yeah, you, that's your
might want to look up a clean one, though.
Yeah, Haney.
Well, what are you saying, yeah, Hanny?
I've had to hit a button a few times.
Does it start right off doing that?
No.
Well, let me know when I get in the danger zone. This is for the cheese. The cheese likes it.
Is there... When did the bad words come?
Stern, firm, and young with a laid-back tongue. The aim is to succeed and achieve at 21. Just like Ringling Brothers, our days in astound. Captivate the mass because the pros is broken.
Okay, is that enough?
But that's what cheese likes. Yep. That's it.
I just saw that, Zito. It's a nice picture.
What is it?
Our Stan and Haney golf cart from Carts MD. Carts
MD. Oh, that is a beauty.
It's beautiful. That is cool. I'd like that.
Yeah, we should be riding around in that.
Well, you will be.
Until we have to give it to somebody. Look at that thing. Comes with, it's got mag wheels on it. It's got the headlights.
And we've got to give it away to some stupid listener?
I know.
What's the point of that?
Somebody doesn't want it anyway.
Got our names on it.
Yeah. You
cancel
those...
the whole thing. We're keeping it. But we'll keep the chopper, too.
Yeah. Thanks to Kartz, M.D. That's in Fort Myers, Florida, USA.
What is it that you call me, Junior?
An older, misguided white man.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You know you're white, too, right?
Yeah, but I'm not older and misguided.
You're right. He's a millennial.
All right. They do things that make no sense to me. Don't ask me, Stan. Don't ask me why. Yeah. I'm merely reporting this. Because I was under the impression that a honeymoon is supposed to be a time of great happiness for a married couple where they bond.
That's what they say.
Well, according to the New York Times, the hottest new trend is separate honeymoons.
I don't get that at all.
It's called a unimoon or solo moon. And it's where both people go on separate trips after the wedding. They could go with other friends that they enjoy being around, or even by themselves.
See, now I've heard after you married, take a separate vacation, kind of get away from each other before you're at each other's throats. But the honeymoon?
They say not being able to agree on a destination is one reason couples do it. Others do it out of convenience. For example, one couple they talked to had to go on separate trips for work right after the wedding. So the groom went to romantic Paris and decided that would be his honeymoon, while the wife went to the steamy Dominican Republic.
Ah. Which one would you take?
Dominican.
Would you?
Yep. Mm. Oh, ask the president. You can't even go to Paris anymore. It used to be beautiful.
Oh, yeah, it used to be. But now, you know, it's a different place.
Yeah.
It's a different place. Very few Parisians.
Nobody goes there anymore.
Nope, nobody goes there. Nope.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
What is this?
What is this? It's from Kartz MD in Fort Myers.
Happy birthday. Oh. Happy birthday from Kartz MD.
In Fort Myers.
Are you sure that's not from Dave?
Florida, USA. Is that Dave?
Oh, yeah.
Dave
probably,
yeah. It's from Dave.
Yeah.
What'd they give us?
Let's see here. Some coupons, $1,000 off a new golf cart.
How about giving us that? Give us that golf cart.
That's for your birthday.
I'm not.
Got a pin, a keychain.
Do they have a golf cart at Kartz MD for $1,000?
Well, probably not. You're gonna have to part with some of it.
Well, that's very nice of them. A whole bag of swag.
Bag of swag.
Look at all this.
I love the swag. Oh, we can use pens.
It's something for you.
But it's not my birthday.
No, it's not, but I didn't want you left out.
You are so generous, Zito.
It's my pleasure.
He's a good man.
Did I say Bill?
Yeah, you did. It's a shame to lose him. Because I've been looking at some of these people being interviewed.
Jabronis.
Jesus,
you know,
Christ.
We have done, I don't know how many stories about people who will believe a GPS over their own eyes.
Yep. I've seen it.
A man in Canada was in the middle of driving from Montreal to Calgary on Wednesday, and one of his passengers was using the GPS on their phone to navigate. It sent them way off course. Remember, he is trying to get from Montreal to Calgary, relying on the passenger's GPS. They ended up at the U.S. border crossing in Michigan.
Jeez.
And that quickly became a very large problem. Because the reason they were driving from Montreal to Calgary, well...
Catch a Flames game?
They were transporting about 10 pounds of meth.
Oh, jeez.
Now, again, driving from Montreal to Calgary, you should never have to run into United States law enforcement.
Look at that. bags, Ziploc bags after Ziploc bags.
Now, the man immediately claimed he didn't know it was drugs.
Yeah.
He says somebody told him to transport something because he owed pretty heavy gambling debts. He was also supposed to pick up two people in Toronto on his way there. It is not clear if they're in trouble, but he faces charges for possession with intent to distribute. And when you look at a map, you realize just how far out of the way they went.
Yeah.
From Toronto, they should have started out going north, but they drove south, drove the wrong way for over 4 hours. No, GPS, man.
Yeah, it's telling us the right way.
Unbelievable.
Yep. Look at that. What a haul.
You know what? I believe him about the gambling debt, though.
Oh, yeah.
Now he'll pay with his life.
Dun, dun, dun.
Not right away.
No.
And that's the news for today, Friday, March 15th.
Double M X I X.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is, little Mucky Haney, telling it like it is.
Happy birthday tomorrow, Stan.
Thank you, Haney. Jason and Todd from the Diamond District
it's
bringing
Stan's
us
birthday
news.
Birthday tomorrow.
I know, everybody. St. Patrick's Day on Sunday. Celebrate both.
In your own way.
Sure. Any way you see fit. Some guy just said he was going down 41, blowing the horn, saying, happy birthday, Stan.
That's his way of honoring you.
And I appreciate it, as long as it's heartfelt.
Yep. You're not going to hold the dogma on this.
Yep. Jason and Todd from the Diamond.
As long as it's sincere.
We'll be back. Stan and Haney.
Do you like pina coladas and getting caught in the rain?
Then why don't you go pound some sand up your ass, you boob, ya?
Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you so much for spending this week with us. Rob Show coming up at 6 o'clock. Let's get one more look at traffic for your drive home.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
Okay, let's see. We'll start in Fort Myers. Crash, I-75 northbound at Daniels Parkway. Got another crash, Daniels Parkway and Treeline Avenue. Fort Myers, crash, 10,000 block of Corkscrew Road right by Miramar Design Center. I'd say that's Estero, hit and run. And Lehigh Acres, crash, Gunnery Road South and State Road 82. And you are up to date.
It's time once again for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy like it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
Truly blessed. I really do feel truly blessed. I always feel truly blessed because I am truly blessed. I'm very close to Jesus Christ. Always have been. You know, me being Italian, Jesus being Italian, I've always been real close to him. You know what I mean? And people always laugh at that. So disrespectful. You know, you insult them a little bit. You did. You did a little bit. Come on, Jesus wasn't Italian? It's right there in the Bible. No, come on. I wasn't the only one that went to Catholic school. Come on. You all know. Come on. It's right there in the Bible in black and white. His whole life he's going around feeding people. It's not an Italian guy. Last supper, dinner for 12. It's not an Italian house. Bread and wine. It's not an Italian menu. Right? Come on now. Who are the apostles? Paulie, Petey, Nicky, Sal, Tommy, Frankie, Johnny. Come on. They were fishermen. They were the first longshoremen. They were the first union. What are you kidding me? You can't convert people without busting heads. Come on. But I shouldn't joke with this. We don't appreciate stereotypes, right? New Yorkers don't appreciate stereotypes. You know, especially Italian mafia stereotypes. Italians don't appreciate that, you know? You see all these mafia movies, Italians always portrayed as angry, violent people. That's not right, you know? Because as far as Italians are concerned, hey, listen. We don't hurt people, but people get hurt, you know? Accidents happen. You walk outside, trip and fall on an ice pick 6 or 7 times, you know? Right away, they blame Vinny. That's not right. Come on. Stereotypes. At least when Italians kill people, we're nice about it, right? You know, make a weekend out of it, a hunting trip, a fishing trip, Vegas, Miami, you know? You don't come back, but you have a nice time. You know, we're good like that.
Have yourselves a great weekend. We'll see you in a week. We are the Stan and Haney Show, 96 K-Rock. And we leave you this afternoon with this. Ahoy.
Hey, Bob.
Ah, jeez. Hey, what's going on there? There he is, the king of Hancock Parkway.
Yeah, that's what they call me, brother.
Yeah, there you are, Mr. Working at the bar, and what's going on, brother?
Well, I think you probably got an idea why I called in today. Dave there?
Yeah, Dave's here.
What's happening? Hey, Bubba.
Hey, man.
Woo!
I know I'm not the first and I won't be the last, but happy birthday, brother.
Hey, I appreciate it. Hey, whoa, it's Stan's birthday, man.
What?
But I'll take
you hear him ready to take the credit for that? It's my birthday,
it's Stan's.
Oh.
You don't sound...
Why in the world would you think it was Dave's birthday?
I hear so much of Dave, I thought it was his birthday.
Yeah, he does like to mic hog a little bit.
Yeah, that's coming up soon, though.
Why don't you tell him when your birthday's coming up, Dave?
Yeah, my birthday's coming up in December, Bubba.
Well, I'll tell you what, I guess it don't matter if it's your birthday or not, because Stan wouldn't want nothing to do with it anyway, but I made a couple of phone calls, and Dave, if you want to come to the bar, we'll celebrate your birthday. Oh. I got it all set up for you.
Hell yeah.
Are you telling me you honestly thought it was his birthday, and at the karaoke bar in North Fort Myers, you got it all set up for his birthday?
Yeah, see, they got a karaoke system there that is so advanced now, it's the best in the world. I think it comes from Japan or something. And I got it all set for you now. I just downloaded a bunch of death metal karaoke for you.
Nice, nice. You got a big banner up there that says, Happy Birthday, Waterman.
Well, we can do that, but okay. We got to do is hit it on the printer and then tape it all together.
Sounds good. Yeah. Sounds good. Love the welcome.
Yeah, sure. He's going to do it.
They got I know it's a favorite band of yours, though, about the psychopathic tendencies or something.
Yeah, yeah. Little suicidal tendencies, maybe some Pantera.
Yeah, that ain't my cup of tea, personally. I like, if I'm all really teared up, it's got to be Bob Seger and Silver Bullet Band.
Well, that's right. That's what karaoke's all about. Bob Seger, songs that you know, Elvis songs, Frank Sinatra stuff, not this suicidal tendencies and Pantera.
Oh,
how do you
good
sing
stuff.
To that?
Well, I don't know. I reckon somebody does because they got available. How's it go, Dave? How's one of them suicide songs go?
About a little Pantera, man. Maybe we can do some Pantera, man.
Well, what's that sound like? Is what Stan was saying.
Yeah,
well,
I know.
It's a lot. It's a lot of heavy screaming. A lot of heavy. Respect. You talking to me? Respect.
You talking to me?
You talking to me?
Yeah.
No way, punk. Walk on home, boy. How do you like that?
Oh, that's all right.
Yeah.
That's all right. It sounds like something would be with the WWE.
Yeah.
He also sounds like a little bitch.
Yeah, he does sound a little bitch.
Yeah,
like
coming from a
little
puss.
Little bit, sure.
Yeah, yeah. You got to understand, man. You got to understand, brother.
Remind me that wrestling song. Oh, you didn't know? Guys, better call somebody.
Yeah, very WWE stuff. Yeah, but
how did it go again, Dave? Respect.
Yep. Respect. You talking to me? Walk on home, boy.
You didn't know your ass better call somebody.
Yeah, man.
All I hear is little bitch.
Yeah. You got to understand. You got to understand.
It work real good there is if you had the sound of glass shattering.
Yeah. I got a buddy that keeps chiming in, man. His cajones ain't dropped.
You know what? You keep chiming in. The poor guy's trying to tell you about it. He's figuring out karaoke. You just sing it, and then you got to keep talking.
So he still has a very high voice. That's why he says bitch, very feminine.
Who the hell was that? New Age Outlaws?
Yes, it was.
That damn Val Venus always pissed me off.
So I'll have Dave come up and hang out so you can celebrate his birthday. You don't realize if it was my birthday, I'd buy you a beer. What time do you start tonight?
Question mark.
I thought that's when you end is a question mark. You start at a certain time.
Well, I usually go in there about 8:30.
And
that's when I start drinking. And then I just wait. You know, this is part of what they pay me for, is I get the feeling of the crowd.
Right.
You know, do we want to let the jukebox go another song? Because I'll tell you what, as soon as some bitch plays a Green Day song, I unplug it.
What? Oh, there it goes. There, he hung up there.
Blue skies. Yeah. Every day is a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.